Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones this afternoon. And to kick it off, we have to talk about these July 4th parades. Now, there were several where 9/11 truth was represented. However, one gentleman with an InfoWars banner on his car got it ripped off by the media, was hassled beyond belief. We're going to play the NBC affiliate clip in just a moment. And this is a lot like when they tried to pin, they said he hit people with his car and that he was causing a ruckus. Give me a break. The guy was in a parade trying to expose the truth to the masses, trying to let people know about InfoWars.com. They said he was screaming out obscenities when in actuality he was playing an Alex Jones rant from about 2 years ago. I believe it was a January 2007 rant. We're going to play that as well. I think it has freedom in the title, the feeling of freedom. That's what it's about, folks. It's about freedom. It's about fighting tyranny. It's about exposing the true terrorists. And that's what this gentleman was doing. And, of course, he's going to be demonized in the media about it. It's just like they said, oh, 9/11 truthers like to attack half-retarded girls in wheelchairs. And it goes to trial, and there's a small retraction, and nobody pulls back. Nobody says, hey, it looks like he was set up. I mean, can you imagine being set up for assaulting a young girl with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair? And then she wheels up to the podium in a Girl Scout outfit with a puppy. You can't make this insanity up. So let's just go to the clip right now. We got a ton of news for you. We're going to be talking about the Senate blocking the audit the Fed bill. We're going to be talking about the Newark mayor that is encouraging snitches to turn in gun owners for $1,000 a pop. All that stuff coming up. But let's go to the clip right now.
I began to boo when I saw 9/11 equals inside jobs because I found it so offensive.
And Independence Day tradition in Columbus ends with some violence and a protester in jail. Good evening, I'm John Stofflett.
And I'm Lee Mills. On the day we celebrated the founding of our nation, one man found himself behind bars. NBC 15's Chris Papps reports.
And here comes another unit from the Ryle Fire Department.
Every year, the Columbus 4th of July parade attracts about 10,000 people.
All right.
And one of those people this year is now the talk of the town. The first 90 minutes of the parade was just like any other, until a protester who designed his own float somehow entered the procession, screaming at the crowd through speakers on the roof.
The car managed to make it through the entire parade following this road to the center of town. At the end of the route, the crowd began to boo. The man stopped the car, and that's when it got ugly.
The man who police say is 31-year-old Mark Spindler of Beaver Dam further taunted the onlookers until a few men ran out from the crowd and began tearing the signs off his car. One said, 9/11 equals inside job. Another read, America, you are all slaves. He held a camera the entire time, recording it all.
I believe everyone has right freedom of speech, but I do not believe that you have the freedom to come to a peaceful gathering and try to start something very ugly, which I believe was his intentions.
In Columbus, Chris Pabst, NBC 15 News.
To start something very ugly, like people thinking for themselves, like people being exposed to the truth, it's unfortunate that the truth isn't always pretty, ma'am, but he wasn't there to start something. He was there to open up minds. And again, you know, they're saying all these bad things about him. I'm glad he had a camera because that is the new weapon in the info war. We need to get that video footage as this guy sits and rots in jail. I wouldn't be surprised if the authorities took that video and erased it. It happens more often than not. More often than not, folks. And again, you know, this happened in Tacoma Park, Maryland, 4th of July parade. They've got 911truth.org on there, Truth Now, 911 Truth Now, Investigate 911 all over, and it doesn't seem like they had that same problem or that kind of negative media coverage. I guess it depends on where you go. We're going to be back after this. Tons of stories. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. The latest stories over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Yeah.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We just had a small power outage in here. I hope we're going to be able to play this Alex Jones rant. If you were listening to that news clip, you could tell that the gentleman that they were accusing of yelling through a bullhorn was actually a tape of Alex Jones from a couple years ago on the I Can Feel the Freedom rant. And they've got to pull it back up after that power outage that literally just happened 10 seconds ago. I want to talk about some of the other stories we're going to go over. We're going to play you video of Senator Jim DeMint slamming the Fed's monopoly. We're going to talk about the FDIC gearing up for bank closures. That's right, they're going to close even more banks down. Now that they've given the Federal Reserve even more power, the people that actually caused this, more power, they are going to root out the good banks. Are we ready to do this? All right, let's hit the clip.
Human. I can feel it coursing through my my fist that are cracked and arthritic burn with power. All of you have that same human spark. Your destiny is to build. Your destiny is to create. Your destiny is to be free. Free of bondage. Free of lesser men's control. And I want you to stand up. And I want you to get focused. And I want you to stop being afraid of turning your own personal destiny and the power that God has put in each of us. We are literally made in the image of the creator of the universe. Do you realize that's why the New World Order hates you? That's why the devil hates you? And that's why they're so afraid of us? We are literally not even an embryonic form of what humanity is going to become. We have not even become a larva yet, ladies and gentlemen. And every ounce of my being only wants to see the species do well and to grow and to turn into what we are to become. All of our trials, all of our tribulations, everything we are. And you look at who our heroes are today, basketball players, football players, things that mean nothing today and will mean even less tomorrow or next year. No longer is it the people that stand up against tyranny that are the heroes. No longer is it the people that save burning children from a building. No longer is it individuals who invent incredible new technologies. No longer. They know how to take your heroes and give you false heroes. They know how to punch your buttons and manipulate you. And it's time that you literally break out of that cage. It's time for you to bust out and break out like the Incredible Hulk. It's time to get wild. There's nothing that can stop us if we just turn it all loose. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, I can feel the freedom. You can break through the New World Order right now. You can stop being a slave right now. Just a kiss away. All these people that hate beauty, all these people that hate strength, all these people that want to turn you into a pile of stupid, dull-eyed weakness, they make me sick. Everything in me wants life and green fields and happiness running over.
I don't know about you folks, but I can definitely feel the freedom. That is one of the classic Alex Jones rants, and that was playing over this guy's loudspeaker as he drove through with info bombs literally on his car. And let me just read you some of the article, and this is going to be posted over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv shortly. The man, who police say is 31-year-old Mark Spindler of Beaver Dam, further taunted the onlookers until a few men ran out from the crowd and began tearing the signs off of his car. One said 9/11 equals an inside job. Another read, America, you are slaves. He held a camera the entire time recording it all. So you see, if the camera does actually come out, he won't be taunting anybody. It'll just be, you know, angry, ignorant people running up to a car, tearing things down that they have no idea what it's about. None. And that's if it's not the media or the police themselves, because they often like to get involved, such as when Alex Jones was bullhorning MSNBC over in Denver, and the guy from MSNBC just comes right up to the bullhorn. Doesn't matter how much it costs. Doesn't matter. It's not his property. Snip, snip. Alex Jones is no longer allowed free speech. And that's how it works. And then they always try to slander the individual at the end. It's not bad enough that they ripped the signs down, that they arrested him, that they acted like his overlords. Now they're going to say he endangered innocent people. Police said Spindler hit two people with his car and nearly hit others who had to dive out of the way as he tried to escape. He was arrested a short time later and charged with second-degree reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. folks, give me a break. First of all, this guy didn't try to hit anybody. If somebody jumped out in front of his car, which is probably the case, he obviously was going probably 5 or 10 miles an hour, or he would have been charged with some kind of an assault charge. See, if you hit people with your car, it's not just reckless endangerment, it's assault. So the guy obviously didn't hit anybody with his car. It's absolutely 110% ridiculous. So go check it out. It's over at Infowars.com right now. And remember, like I said, over in Maryland, right outside of D.C., I mean, this truck is decked out. See, there's power in numbers, folks. This guy went at it alone. Of course, he's going to be targeted. Of course, he's going to be scapegoated. In this truck that they had, however, there's about a half a dozen people inside the truck, whether it be in the bed or the front seat. And then it's also got other people next to it with the signs. I encourage people to take a look at that. It was out of Tacoma Park at the 4th of July parade. And the group consisted of about 30 activists. Again, power in numbers. I'm not discouraging what this guy did, because when you're the only info warrior out there, you know, take up arms, take up action. That's the way to do it. But when you do have, you know, a dozen, two dozen, three dozen people, it's a lot harder for the police to set you up. You see, with German Gary Tallis, for instance, they didn't want to show any of the videotapes. The woman that went down to the police station with him, they didn't want to hear her testimony whatsoever. They tried to set him up beyond belief. And even though they had the gentleman who assaulted him, his wife, and the girl with cerebral palsy, who they said was assaulted in a wheelchair, testify against him, as well as Secret Service agents and police. Guess what? He beat it, because he didn't assault a girl in a wheelchair. The notion is absolutely ridiculous and ludicrous. And ludicrous. All right, I'm going to jump stories right now to the headliner over at PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America on in about 43 minutes. To discuss this latest development from the Newark mayor. The Newark mayor is now offering $1,000 for people to snitch out illegal guns. So if you're in somebody's home, you see a gun, you think it might be illegal, you tell the police. And here's the thing. You're taking the word of a criminal. Let me repeat that. You're taking the word of a criminal who is out to get money. $1,000 a shot. I mean, come on. He turns in 10 people. That's a 10G. I mean, you could probably turn in 10 people in a week. $10,000 isn't a shabby paycheck for a week. Believe me, I don't make $10,000 a week. I don't make anywhere near that. It would make me turn my head and think. And you know, the majority of these people that get turned in are going to have illegal firearms. Now, I wonder if that's really going to stop them from paying these people off, because they like the fact, even if it's a legal firearm, now they say, oh, we have probable cause, or we have a warrant. We need to come into your home. What other infractions do you have? Is there other contraband here? I believe this is... This is from Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be playing the audio clip on the other side of this this segment. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, is offering $1,000 to anybody who anonymously provides information on quote-unquote illegal guns in the city. In a video on posted on the City of Newark webpage, we're going to play that, the Honorable Corey A. Booker declares guns on the streets are unacceptable, and he is offering a cash incentive for snitches. Now, I mean, can you imagine the budget? First of all, it's Newark, New Jersey. It's not as hard as everybody thinks it is. I've been to Newark. I mean, it's not, you know, daisies, rainbows, and leprechauns. I mean, there is some crime there, but it's not as bad as this guy's making it out to be. And let's say they take out 50 guns, $50,000. I mean, that's going to add up pretty quick. There's probably a number of illegal weapons out in Newark, New Jersey. But the point is, this is an excuse for police to come into your home, even if they are legal firearms. I mean, how is the average Tom, Dick, or Harry going to be able to distinguish what is a legal firearm and what is an illegal one? They're obviously not going to be able to. However, there is a very obvious problem with the mayor's program. How will the snitches tell the difference, and here it is, between an illegal and legal gun? Oh, how will they do that? See, they won't. It's blanket coverage of people with firearms. And I'm going to guess when these people snitch them out, see, they know this. 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be a legal firearm. So they'll be able to track, trace, and database you further and say, oh, this guy's got a gun. But they won't be able to take it, you know, and then they won't have to pay out that big prize. But if they get 1 out of 10 right, $1,000 for a criminal, hey, they're all for it. So we're going to play that clip coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Go check out the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
All right, before we go to this clip of this Newark mayor, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. They make this great show possible. It's the Alex Jones Show. eFoods Direct, that's eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continual operating storable foods company in the country. They all also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years and years. 1-800-409-5633 or www.efoodsdirect.com. With the looming food shortages and current economy, it is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, I know what a concept, that's non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods, efoodsdirect.com. And I'd also like to thank our sponsor, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. You want a little victory garden? You want to grow your own food? Yeah, I mean, it's a great family activity out of anything. I mean, you're with your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your wife. You know, you can spend some time with them and actually grow your own food and be healthy together. What a novel concept. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver and gold. It's 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSeedBank.com right now. All right. I want to jump into this clip, and remember, we're going to have Larry Pratt on at the top of the hour to discuss it. Newark mayor offering $1,000 for people to turn in others who have illegal guns. Again, how are they going to know that the guns are illegal? Hit the clip.
Hi, I'm Mayor Cory Booker, and I, like so many in our city, are just saying enough. We have had a significant reduction in shootings in our city, but it is still too many. There are a small group of people in our city that think they can walk around with guns. It is unacceptable. But we can't just wish this will stop. We can't just hope this will stop. We as individuals have to do something about it. So we have a program in our city right now that's completely anonymous, and we will give you cash, $1,000, to anyone who calls our anonymous tip line. Give us the information about who is carrying a gun. If we don't even have to have a conviction, we arrest that individual and simply get that gun off the streets. You call back, get your second group of digits, go to a bank or send somebody to a bank, and they will give you $1,000 in cash, no question asked. This is the best program in the country. A quick $1,000. If you know somebody carrying an illegal gun, give us the information and get the money. $1,000. We cannot afford to have one more person in our city shot. We cannot afford to have one more such crime happen to devastate families, to rip the fabric of our community. I won't accept it. We're getting so much better in driving the rate of shootings down in our city.
All right, let's pull this right now. Now, if you notice, he starts out with saying, oh, shootings have gone down. No kidding. See, they always want to, you know, step aside from the fact that, oh, crime is down and shootings are down. But now we're going to take it to the next level. We're going to take legal guns. And that's what this is. Notice he says we don't have to have a conviction. We'll still give you $1,000. We just have to have that gun. Well, we know that the police and the ATF are gun grabbing. You know, they will take whatever they can get. We're coming in your house. And don't think that if they go into a house, the gun is registered and they find something else, that that family or that person isn't going to be charged with that crime. You can bet your sweet bottom they will be. Okay, this is, again, databasing those that have firearms. They want to know who has the guns. Because let's be honest, folks. Let's just sit here and be honest. In Newark, New Jersey, if you're driving down, it's pretty easy to spot the gangbangers. It's pretty easy to spot the drug dealers. How about the police do a little something called detective work? You see somebody who looks like a criminal who might be selling a little blow on the streets, keep tabs on that person. That person may have an illegal firearm. And then you are actually doing a public service. See, you're serving the public. You're a peace officer. You're not some jackbooted thug that's ready to kick down grandma's door because she has a shotgun in her closet. And that's what essentially this is. How are they supposed to know what guns are legal and illegal? And they set it up so nice and simple for the criminal snitch. If you give them that number and they just get that gun off the street, they don't even need a conviction. We will then call you back with a code number. You walk right down to the bank and it's a G in your pocket. Well, isn't that lovely? On the other side, I'm going to be playing this Ron Paul clip, but I'm also going to be talking about John Boehner. During the break, I was over in the coffee room and he was on the floor talking about him being on a plane and actually receiving a note from the stewardesses and pilot, thank you for standing up for our rights on this health care bill. Thank you for trying to stop this nightmarish legislation. We'll get into that on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price. And their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In just a moment, he's on the Judge Napolitano show talking about the economy and a lot of other issues. However, I really just want to focus on this gun grabbing for a moment. How are they supposed to know whether a gun is illegal? See, that's the trick. They don't want to know if the gun's illegal. They could care less. They want to see what part of the populace is armed. Because if they wanted to go after criminals and they wanted to take their guns away, they could do it. Again, it is not hard to spot the group on the street corner that's selling crack to the kids. It is not hard to go to a destitute neighborhood and see where the crime is, where the violence is. I'm sure they got robberies every day in Newark, New Jersey. Okay? Those are the people that need to have their guns taken away. Well, how do you take their guns away? Well, you convict them of the crimes they commit, and you convict them by doing police work. You don't go to criminals, and that's what they're doing. They're going to be going to criminals and other, low-level minded people who think that this is a good program, but mostly criminals who want to snitch each other out. And in a lot of cases, these lower-level criminals who are going over to, you know, an overboss or their larger drug dealer or their connection, some of those guns are probably legal as well, and they're just going to run them right in. They want that $1,000, folks. So this is just nightmarish, and this shows the tattletale society that's being built, and you're going to see it more and more and more, and it's not just going to be for guns. It's going to be your kids ratting you out because you have three bags of garbage this week, and you're not being environmentally friendly. We need eco officers. Eco officers. And at the break, I was just touching on John Boehner, and we played a lot of those clips on my program like a week and a half ago and on the Alex Jones show, where he was talking for over an hour and a half about this health care bill, which they stuck 300 pages in at the last minute, posted at 3 a.m., and then didn't have a physical copy, literally would not allow a physical copy of the bill to be seen until it was already passed 219 to 212. And Boehner sitting there talking about how he fell asleep on a plane and he woke up and there was a note there signed by the captain and the stewardess. Thank you for standing up for our rights. Thank you for trying to stop socialized health care. And for the past couple days now, I've been working on the Obama Deception 2 by going through footage and whatnot to try to figure out, you know, what clips we're going to actually put into the movie. And by the way, folks, a lot of people are asking me why I'm not doing my show 5 nights a week. It's because I have to work on my own film. And believe it or not, it's actually very tough to do a entire movie essentially by yourself. And right now, I am the only one working on it. So this is really freeing me up another 4 or 5 hours a day to work on the picture. And it's coming along great. I can't wait to put out Invisible Empire. But right now, I'm taking a step back and I'm helping out with the Obama Deception too. And I'm watching Gibbs, the press secretary, being questioned about this healthcare reform bill. And he's sitting there laughing as he says, yeah, of course we're going to have to cut benefits. Somebody's cell phone goes off and it's a big joke. Oh, yeah, there will be sacrifices that have to be made and there will be give and takes, which means less for us and more for them and more socialized forced health care. You know, you'll have your little medical van you can go to. It's not going to help you. It's going to poison you as they say, oh, take the WHO swine flu vaccine shot. It's mandatory as they make makeshift vaccination centers at your kid's school. That's the plan. That's the open plan by Catherine Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, the Bilderberg broad, as I like to call her. She's been there the last couple of years, and she is frothing at the mouth to start injecting your kids with poison and then you with poison when you come to pick them up. Do you get it? That's why they're having it as a school. They're going to get the kids first and the parents next. And then in Canada, because they don't think that they're going to be able to get the 18 to 30-year-old crowd, because they can put the vaccination centers on college campuses all they want, kids aren't going to go to it. You know, they're a little too busy and probably a little too smart to think, yeah, I'm actually going to get swine flu. I mean, it was hyped out of control. So how are they going to get those? How are they going to get that 18 to 30 crowd? And watch when this comes to this country. They're going to make makeshift vaccination centers outside of bars. Now, I can't even tell you how dangerous this is on the level that you shouldn't be injecting somebody with a shot while their blood is thinned out because they have a high alcohol content and they don't know what's going on. You think this is going to stop them from sticking people in the arm? No, they're going to do it with a smile on their face. Hey, you're going to need that swine flu vaccine. You're getting somebody with like... and just totally wasted, has 15 drinks under their belt. Okay, and roll up my sleeve. I mean, that's how sick it is. That's the new healthcare in this country and across the world for this quote-unquote new world order, which they are erecting. We're going to get into the G8 climate bill, all that stuff in the next 3 hours. But I want to play this Ron Paul clip right now from Judge Napolitano. And like I said, we're going to have Larry Pratt on to discuss this disgusting Newark mayor's proposal, $1,000 a gun. All right, let's hit the Ron Paul clip.
In America Today, Congressman Ron Paul joins us from our nation's capital. Congressman Paul, welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thank you, Judge. Good to be with you.
What is the status of your bill, which now has a huge number, well more than half, I think, of co-sponsors in the House to regulate the Fed? What is its status in the Senate?
Well, in the House, we have 250 co-sponsors and 80 Democrats, so we're doing very well. Of course, in the Senate, we don't have as many members, just a few, but Jim DeMint is doing a tremendous job over there and tried to attach it last week. Now, that was denied on a technicality, but that is just a facade, because the technicalities are always ignored for things that they want. This means they don't want it, and this is their organized effort now to stop us. But we're not going to be stopped. It's just going to energize everybody at the grassroots, because the grassroots are for this. That's why we have 250 co-sponsors. And as you just described in your opening statement, this whole idea that the Fed created the problem that we have, created the bubble, and then we're going to give the Fed more power? It makes no sense. The only place anybody can figure out how this could happen, it would be in Washington, D.C. You know, somebody creates a problem so we get them promoted.
What are the powers that be afraid of that might be revealed if and when the Fed is audited?
I think the biggest thing is the cronyism. You know, who got the benefits, who really got some of these Federal Reserve funds as well as TARP funds. And I don't think they want people to know about it. And also for me, internationally, I'd like to know what they're doing internationally, what kind of agreements they have with international banks, with other governments, and also what they do in the gold market, how they manipulate the value of the dollar by manipulating gold prices. So there is just so much that we can learn. But the truth is when people ask me exactly what are you going to find, the whole point is we don't know exactly what we're going to find, but we know one thing, they're going to dig their heels in. They're going to do everything in the world to prevent this bill from passing.
I hope that you find that the public recognizes that since the Fed began its secretive and monopolistic ways of regulating our monetary policy and our money supply in 1913, that the dollar has lost about 95% of its buying power. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people discovered that, found it out? We all know it already, and decided to get rid of the Fed?
Well, I think this is the first major step. Of course, we have more co-sponsors on this bill, not because we've taken a position exactly what we should replace it with, but everybody agrees we need to know what they're doing. Whether you believe in a monetarist approach, a Keynesian approach, or a hard money approach, the American people now want us to find out what's going on. They want transparency, and that to me is a good time for us to find out what is happening. But like you say, when we discover what's really been going on, I think the American people are going to demand the next step. They're going to demand honest money. It's happened many times over history. Usually when you have the vote by the general public on honest money, sound money, hard money versus paper, the people always vote for sound money because it makes so much sense.
Your dogged, indefatigable, tireless effort to expose this monster is so revealing and so rewarding of your own personal understanding of how our economic society works. It's amazing to me the number of people from all across the political spectrum of every type of political ideology imaginable in the House of Representatives that is now in favor of this. What frustrates me is that the structure of the House of Representatives, starting with Mrs. Pelosi and going to Congressman Frank, gives such extraordinary power to individual human beings who have positions of hierarchy in the House that they can frustrate what has now become the overwhelming majority will of members of the House.
Yeah, I think this is great, but I give credit to the grassroots. And I think we get the kind of government that we deserve. And I think that if the grassroots America wake up, they can change government. I mean, the system still works to that degree. It's getting on shaky grounds, but it will work if the American people really wake up and demand changes. Most of the members of Congress are decent people, and they like their job. So if they like their job and the American people say, look, you can't have that job unless you do our bidding, that means we need to get this thing under control. That, to me, is a healthy sign.
This morning, the House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Government Reform issued about a 110-page report, which basically told us what we already knew. Peter Schiff, who will be on in just a few moments, predicted before September of 08 that the housing crisis would cause this recession. Tom Woods has cataloged this, outlined it, will also be on in a few minutes, brilliantly in his book Meltdown. But it's astonishing to me that some aspect of the Congress has finally acknowledged that the government was behind the housing crisis, that the Community Reinvestment Act of 77 forced banks to loan monies in neighborhoods and at amounts where the banks would not do it if they were permitted to be motivated by just the free market, that Fannie and Freddie were willing to take all the bad mortgages and all the bad loans that the government encouraged the banks to make, that the Bush administration ordered the Department of Housing and Urban Development to make available 150,000 mortgages with zero money down, which, as you know, Congressman, in some states isn't even considered a purchase. It's considered a lease. I'm sort of stunned that anybody in the government now admits this, but I'm not expecting them to change their ways. Are you?
No, I think the leadership still likes those programs. The basic flaw is the easy money, the easy credit, and lower than market interest rates. That causes the difficulties. But then when you add on to the CRA and these other government programs dictating the terms, they literally encourage at the threat of punishment if you do not make these bad loans. So that's like pouring gasoline on a fire and made the bubble grow that much bigger, and finally, it burst. So, and what are we doing now? We're trying to bail that system out, reignite that whole process, and I just see that it'll be totally, totally impossible for them to achieve any recovery in what they're doing here.
All right. I mean, that really does show how they destroyed us by design. Let me say it again. Destroyed us by design. Destroyed the economy by design. Destroying the dollar right now by design. Destroying the housing market by design. Even Napolitano, mainline Fox News guy, I mean, Alex has had him on the program now, is coming full circle and saying, yes, it is the government. Yes, it does transcend left and right. Yes, the Bush administration was part of this. Yes, this is a long-standing program to gut this country. And you notice that the mainstream media, the majority of it, 99.99999%, is not even talking about this Federal Reserve audit whatsoever. It's like it doesn't exist. Let me say it again. It's like it doesn't exist. The one time you see it on CNBC, the one time the guy says, well, if they audit the Fed, well, the economy will collapse and the dollar will collapse and we'll go into utter chaos, so there can't be any accountability. And then Ben Bernanke, a week and a half later, on the floor, says the same exact thing after lying about how great his website. Well, we have a website, and that, boy, that website has come leaps and bounds in the last year. And it's done so well, and all the answers are on that website. Meanwhile, when Senator Bernie Sanders asks him where the money went, and he says, go to the website, Sanders says, it's not on the website. And Bernanke says, you can't see it. And then he toes the same exact line a week and a half ago when he says, if you audit the Fed, well, that'll just collapse the economy, and you're essentially letting Congress take over the Federal Reserve, and it'll be a congressional takeover. No, it's called checks and balances. Congress is supposed to be checking on the executive and legislative branch. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve is a private, out-of-control organization, and they know it, so they kind of scoff and laugh at the entire idea. And we're going to play Senator Jim DeMint, and there's a story over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now about this, but we're going to play the video of him discussing this audit of the Fed bill, trying to get it as an amendment and getting it shot down in the next hour sometime after we discuss this mayor in Newark with Larry Pratt coming up. But folks, I mean, come on. Why else would this not be on the news? This should be the hot button topic. Who cares about Michael Jackson? He's dead. It's over. He sang some good songs, touched some little boys. That's his business. Okay, it's time to move on. Let me say it again. It's time to move on. I was watching the news yesterday, and still half of the news is about Michael freaking Jackson. Hannity has Al Sharpton on. Or I'm sorry, it wasn't Hannity. It was Bill O'Reilly has Al Sharpton on, and they're talking about it at length. Meanwhile, O'Reilly's trying to play the, why are we even talking about this? But then he talks about it for 20 minutes. I just talked about it for 90 seconds, and I feel guilty because it's not news. It doesn't affect you. Okay? The guy sold 60 million records. Who cares? Who cares about the records he sold? Not one of them had any political relevance. None. Zero. Zilch. Other than to, you know, bring about a one world government and humanity. Save the world. Make it a better place. Folks, we need to start paying attention to government. They've already passed the Give Act. Okay, they already put this health care bill through Congress. If it gets through Senate, God help us all. Meanwhile, Scarborough gets asked some questions by We Are Change earlier in the week. And he's saying, oh, it'll never pass the Senate. But when I was telling people about this bill going to Congress, they said it would never pass Congress either. Well, it did. And this is establishment. They want this. They want a total government takeover of everything in your life. And while I was in New York, I can't tell you how many City Year commercials I saw. See, they don't play them on the 24-hour news networks as much that we capture and keep an eye on here in the office, because we are a news network. We are trying to disseminate through all these various wires. But when you're watching, I mean, when you're in a hotel bar and you're watching ESPN SportsCenter, you're watching the YES Network and the Yankee game, let me tell you, it's all over the place. When you're watching Fox and trying to get your Simpsons on, yes, it's a guy in a red, white, and black jacket telling you to serve a year for City Year, telling you it's the best thing since breakfast. And you're going to see these youth corps all over in the coming months. Let me say it again, all over in the coming months, culminating in their new holiday. As sick as it is, on September 11th of this year, they're hijacking 9/11 yet again to try to promote a Nazi youth corps. Wake up. We're coming back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com right now for the latest and greatest news.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes, safes.com. Or click on their banner on Infowars.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Relevant articles, especially about this economy. You know, again, I'm going through this video for the Obama Deception 2 or whatever we happen to call it, and I've got to watch the head of the Chicago Federal Reserve Board stand up there and make jokes about the Federal Reserve and how it's like Beatles songs and how they get by with a little help from their friends, wink, wink. And then he sits there and laughs as he admits before, I think he's talking to executives. It's an executive luncheon. So all these high-powered businessmen. And he's joking about how unemployment is going to shoot through the roof all the way up through 2010. And he's got a positive outlook on it. That's when the growth will start. That's when the economy will recover. Give me a break. Anyway, we're going to read these articles in just a moment. But first, I would like to thank HomeGain. That's HomeGain.com. HomeGain. Let me tell you a little bit more about one of these great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place where you can get started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. You go to HomeGain.com, you type in your address, it'll actually give you a free estimate of what your house is worth. It also will take you on virtual tours of some of the houses that they have listed on there. If you've never been on one of these computer virtual tours, it's pretty cool. I mean, you go room to room. It kind of has a 3D spin angle on it. It's HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Go visit right now. All right. U.S. consumers fall behind on loans at record pace. Let me say it again. At record pace. This is out of Reuters. This is off a news wire. Well, we knew the economy was bad, and we knew people were losing their homes, and we knew people couldn't make their car payments, and we knew the government was socializing health care as more and more people had to give up their health care because jobs aren't offering it as benefits anymore. Forget about it. And number two, most people can't afford it. Soaring U.S. unemployment and a shrinking economy drove delinquencies on credit card debt and home equity loans to all-time highs. Let me say it again, all-time highs in the first quarter as a record number of cash-strapped consumers fell behind on their bills. Delinquencies on value of all card debt soared to a record 6.60% from 5.52% in the fourth quarter. So more than one percentage point it has gone up. The American Bankers Association said late payments on home equity loans rose 3.52% from 3.03%, and on home equity lines of credit climbed to 1.89% from 1.46%. A broader gauge showing late payments on eight categories of loans rose for a fourth straight quarter. That's a full year, every quarter for a full year. Late payments are on the rise, edging up to a 3.23% from 3.22. The rate actually understates consumer pain because it excludes credit cards. So they're lowballing you while they tell you, yeah, the economy is in the crapper. And you don't think the economy's in the crapper? Well, this one is out of the Washington Business Journal. Economist: FDIC gearing up for bank closures. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corp is gearing up to handle a large number, not a small number, a large number of bank failures expected as a result of bad mortgages, both in residential and commercial real estate, an economist said Tuesday. And remember, they have no desire to move the homeless in or make it payable. In other words, put you in a program where you can pay off this house. No, they want to bulldoze large areas of cities that they are shutting down, like in Michigan. What do you think they're going to do with those bulldozed territories? Can somebody say FEMA camp or government center or AmeriCorps? That's what they're going to do. They're going to build infrastructure there after they take your home and bulldoze your neighborhood. Is that how you want to raise your children? We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards.
upfront site provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front site defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex Jones. He will be back on the air tomorrow. We got Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, coming up at the 8 after break to discuss this Newark mayor offering $1,000 essentially to criminals and snitches. Let me say it again, essentially to criminals and snitches to try to rat out gun owners. And they say it's for illegal guns. How is a criminal slash snitch going to know when somebody has a legal or illegal firearm? And you notice when you listen to the clip, the guy says, well, we don't actually have to convict anybody for you to get your money. We just have to arrest them and take their gun. We arrest them and take their gun. You're good for a G, buddy. That's the way we should roll in America. I want to just slightly touch on this topic before we get into the gun rights with Larry Pratt. No one's really talking about this G8. I tried to switch on all these news networks yesterday and get live G8 coverage. It wasn't anywhere. I was checking. Wasn't on C-SPAN 1, wasn't on C-SPAN 2. It was barely covered on Fox News, barely covered on CNN. Just little 30-second or 90-second blurbs. And the big thing, since they really did pass their global currency, basically letting the IMF and Federal Reserve print their SDR units and no longer having to back them with the dollar as the world reserve currency, that standard drawing rights units. And they have something else. I was a couple weeks ago. I'm a little rusty, folks. They had a different type of loan out there that is not dollar loan either. Meanwhile, you had Brazil, Russia, India, and China meet about 3-4 weeks ago and openly state they want to get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency. And they're also going to be discussing that at this G8. I'm sure it's already been discussed. The media is just not reporting on it yet. And the reason I'm going to talk about the climate bills and the global warming targets is because we did pass this ridiculous climate bill in this country. People still don't understand what this energy bill means, but it means horrific consequences for you and yours. The highest tax increase ever. You not being allowed to use as much energy as you once did. You're going to be paying more for less. Let me say it again. Paying more for less. And they're saying, well, the G8 nations are to cut carbon emissions by 80% by 2050. Now, if you listen to any of my programs, most of this is on the weight of us. It's on our shoulders, the United States' shoulders. The numbers are ridiculous. Most of these countries aren't going to have to be reducing their carbon emissions by 80% or 50%. They're just going to claim that they're developing nations and they can't do so because they know it's all a joke. Carbon footprint. Give me a break. Meanwhile, globalists like George Monbiot, he's one of the heads of The Guardian, one of the disgusting journalists out there that loves to attack 9/11 truth. He's saying that to stop oil, coal, and electricity companies inserting their views into the media by stealth, we need to make blog commentators accountable. So what this really means is they want to go after free speech. They want to go after bloggers and sites like InfoWars and Prison Planet. They could care less about the industry sneaking their views in through blogs. That happens all the time. Their actual things are snuck in through the media because they own the media. General Electric owns NBC. This is a big conglomerate. And the way you can tell that Moonbiot is just a total and complete phony is he has signed on with all these other authors to bring about a new world order. He wrote a book on the subject. Just type in George Monbiot and the term New World Order. He wrote an entire book about it. It's either a book or an extensive paper. I remember reading the thing and I couldn't believe it because this guy, again, doesn't want the truth to come out. He wants global governance. And he wants you to believe that the boogeyman is out there, the carbon dioxide boogeyman. Oh, no! Carbon dioxide, what plants breathe? It's evil! It's destroying the nation! Give me a break, folks. So you're going to see a big push for this. on the way up to December, and then there's a huge summit in Copenhagen, Denmark, where all these world leaders are going to come out with even more plans to reduce quote-unquote carbon emissions. And what that really, really means is less for you and more for them. We're going to have Larry Pratt on the other side, Gun Owners of America, discussing this Newark mayor and his new $1,000 apiece gun grab policy. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman, sitting in Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecoloblue.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. And before I shoot it over to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and we're streaming live right now over at PrisonPlanet.tv, I just want to play this amazing clip of the mayor actually admitting, yeah, you know, shootings are down and gun deaths are down, but we want to take them down even further. And we don't even need a conviction. If we get a gun off the street, we'll give you $1,000 anonymously. Hit it.
Hi, I'm Mayor Cory Booker, and I, like so many in our city, are just saying enough. We have had a significant reduction in shootings in our city, but it is still too many. There are a small group of people in our city that think they can walk around with guns. It is unacceptable. But we can't just wish this will stop. We can't just hope this will stop. We as individuals have to do something about it. So we have a program in our city right now that's completely anonymous, and we will give you cash, $1,000, to anyone who calls our anonymous tip line. Give us the information about who is carrying a gun. If we don't even have to have a conviction, if we arrest that individual and simply get that gun off the streets, you call back, get your second group of digits, go to a bank or send somebody to a bank, and they will give you $1,000 in cash, no question asked. This is the best program in the country. A quick $1,000. If you know somebody carrying an illegal gun, give us the information and get the money. $1,000. We cannot afford to have one more person in our city shot. We cannot afford to have one more such crime happen to devastate families, to rip the fabric of our community. I won't accept it. We're getting so much better in driving the rate of shootings down in our city. But now I'm offering you $1,000 for a little bit of information to help us keep our city and our communities even more safe. Step up. Stand up. Let's get these guns off our street. $1,000. Thank you.
And I mean, you really have to watch the video to appreciate it. He's got the money in his hand, just feeling it out, throwing it in their face. And like I said, what type of low-life criminal isn't going to want that $1,000? They're going to report anybody and everybody they suspect of having a firearm, illegal or not. And then this will give the police the probable cause to go into your home illegally, search it for other contraband, and arrest you for that, and probably take your gun even if it's legal. They've done it before. They'll do it again. Larry Pratt, what's your take?
Well, it's a really slick plan if you like the way they did business in Nazi Germany or in Soviet Union or in Castro's Cuba. It's a surefire plan to make sure that nobody trusts anybody, that it's impossible to conspire against the government, even politically, let alone any other way, because you may be talking to a snitch that's going to turn you in. And I guess the other thought that comes to my mind, in addition to the totalitarian outrageousness of that mayor's views, is that he is and no doubt a typical product of government schooling and probably has no idea that the term militia in our Constitution and in our Bill of Rights, that term had 150 years of very clear, settled meaning, and that was that every free man between certain ages had to have a military, toward the end and the beginning of the early Republican period, have a military rifle, and not to have one under colonial law would get you a fine. So here he wants to pay the opposite. He wants to pay a bounty for snitching out when somebody has a gun, which under the Constitution he's supposed to have, especially if it's today's battle rifle. There's no question that that's what every male, free male in this country should have in his possession. And here you've got this nut that assumes that somehow the criminals are going to be flummoxed by a plan which, as you point out, the ones that will really game this plan are the criminals.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. The people that are going to be turning people in are low-level drug dealers. They're the ones that actually would hold up a convenience store. And let's be honest, we're not advocating criminals to have guns on the streets, especially, you know, handguns and whatnot while they deal drugs. But if the police wanted to do something called detective work and their jobs, they know where these neighborhoods are. They know where the drugs are being dealt. They know where the illegal firearms are being brandished on the streets. Why not follow the criminals? Why take criminals' words for it and then go into law-abiding citizens' homes searching for quote-unquote illegal firearms when, again, they have to take a criminal's word for it that that firearm is illegal in the first place?
Another cheaper way to accomplish what he's really accomplished, what he says he's trying to do, which is to lower crime. He puts it in terms of getting guns off the street, and that's going to happen when hell freezes over. But the question has always been, and it never seems to occur to these folks who feel the way the mayor does, is that criminals break laws, and they're always going to have guns. But if he were to take a completely different tact and he were to say, okay, I just want every citizen to come in here, show valid driver's license, and we're going to give you a permit to carry a concealed firearm. And happy hunting. Tell the criminals their day has come. Now, that would work. That has worked in jurisdictions. It may not be. I'm trying to be as outrageous as the mayor, but that very kind of policy has worked in the jurisdictions that say, you know what? The good guys, by definition, are good guys. They ought to have a gun if they want one, because that way, when the cops can't get there in time, which is usually what's going to happen, then they'll be able to take care of themselves. And if it's a really good day, a robbery gone right means a dead crook.
You know, I'd like you to really elaborate on the point that this is a modern-day Stasi snitch force, and really to put people in fear that they don't know who they're associating with, they don't know who they're talking to, because I see guns as the first step, and the next step is going to be, oh, you know, their carbon footprint is too much, we have to be the ecological police, or they're not going along with the National Service Program.
Or, like in San Francisco, they either are or are about to implement an ordinance that will have the trash police, that may be their actual name, but that's what they are, going around to see in your trash to make sure that your newspapers are in one container and your glass is in another and blah, 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 all the way down the line. And, of course, all this costs a lot of money, and it never occurs to them that money is one way that you register an objective reading of carbon footprint. And if it costs more money to recycle, maybe recycling is actually counterproductive.
Well, there's a great program about that. I don't necessarily always agree with Penn and Teller, but they have a program on Showtime where they really go over the farce that is the recycling industry and how much power that they have to put in to recycle this stuff. Look, I'm not against the environment. A lot of people try to read this as, oh, he wants to pollute the earth. I just don't want everything I do tracked, traced, and databased when it comes to my garbage.
Thank you. Now, now we're coming back full circle, and you're talking about this snitch issue in general, and it is something that will infect every area of life, and it would be something that would accompany, I'm afraid, another development that is already well underway. If somebody can get $1,000 just for turning you in and getting you arrested, as the mayor said, not even convicted, at least presumably in the court you had a shot at due process, an attorney, expert witnesses against them. The government has the burden of proof on it, which is an extremely significant matter. All of that goes away if it's snitch power instead of jury power. And we have seen that happen in a series of steps taken by the federal government that unhappily our friends at the NRA have been oblivious to and supported. The beginning of it was in 07 when a measure passed the Congress without a recorded vote because the NRA was supporting an anti-gun bill submitted by Carolyn McCarthy, unarguably one of the leading anti-gunners in the Congress. And this measure provides for the barring of gun ownership to anybody with a medical record that might suggest that they might be a danger to self or others. No trial, none of the due process. In other words, the snitch mentality. And in this case, the snitch, even inadvertently, unawares, is your shrink, your social worker, the school nurse that puts you on Ritalin, whatever, that indicates that you might be somebody that might be a problem. They don't have to bother going to court now.
And they love targeting veterans of all people. You know, well, you were in Iraq, you served 2.5 years, you suffer from PTSD, no gun for you.
Yeah, and it started with the veterans, but the way, and we, for that reason, labeled it the Veterans Disarmament Act, but it was not intended just for them. It simply didn't have the money in the bill to provide for everybody else that's going to get zapped by this thing. Well, guess what? The socialist in chief got that big bailout measure passed, and in it was 20 billion big ones for putting into a uniform computer system all of the medical records in the entire country, And what we're fighting over right now in the national healthcare, nationalized medicine system, is whether or not you have to submit your medical information and your doctor would have to submit it. So they're kind of closing the loop on us, folks.
Oh, they're trying to build this smart grid. I see commercials for it every single day. Every single day I see a commercial how great the smart grid's going to be, how all your health records are going to be on this grid, how they're going to use it to fight terror and crime. You see biometric scans of people. It is happening. There are so many nexus points with this one point of $1,000 snitch service. You thought you had the right to face your accusers? Not anymore. We're coming back after this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
You know, I just want to give out one other just scenario I came up with over the break. that just shows how flawed and ridiculous this program is. Now, I'm a criminal. I'm a drug dealer. I'm a gun dealer. I'm going around and selling weapons. Now, I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm not making enough on these weapon sales. Why don't I catalog my clientele? So I'll sell a gun for between $300 and $600, knowing it's illegal. I'll then go give that gun to somebody, then turn them in and make another $1,000 on it. And I'm anonymous. So this guy who gets his gun taken away never even gets to face his accuser, essentially the end of habeas corpus. If you're going to do this randomly, a gun dealer could be just turning in his clientele again and again and again. Now, does that really keep guns off the street? No, the supplier is still there. And maybe he doesn't run in all of his clientele because some of them are repeat customers, and it's not business savvy for him to turn them in for $1,000. But the lower level customers, it's more than business savvy for him. And that's just one of the many things that is wrong with this bill, on top of creating this next Stasi force. And like we said, you know, it starts with guns, and then they're the environmental police. And this really is a nexus point. I mean, Newark, New Jersey is a city center. I'm sure that they have a city year group that's now funded by AmeriCorps running these national commercials. And that is the next step in snitch services. They're going to be going door to door on September 11th this year to try to recruit you into this civil service corps. Meanwhile, H.R. 1444 is out there, and they literally say they're putting out committees for national service for everybody, including baby boomers. Baby boomers get their own section. I mean, I don't know about you, Larry, but I don't think that we need 60-year-old women and men in city year jackets as the new Stasi force.
That's the idea, is to have neighborhoods full of watchful eyes. After all, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. And that is probably one of the really most infamous lies that we get from the statist types. You'll notice that they want the sheep to be transparent. They want to put chips in us. But do we know their bank accounts? Do we know where their kids go to school? Do we know where they live? No, I don't think so. In fact, in some cases, it's actually illegal to disclose some of that kind of information about public officials. We've seen the hypocrisy of transparency with newspapers who, from time to time, go on a let's tell the world, including especially stalkers and other criminals, who the people are with concealed carry permits. Want to know where Dr. Smith lives that might have a bunch of pain pills in his house? Well, here it is. So in Virginia, this was done some time ago, and the list of all the concealed carry holders was published in a newspaper in Fredericksburg. And the retaliation was swift and, I thought, rather clever and effective. It wasn't more than a week or so before online was the Social Security number, name and address, and I'm not sure what other personal information about the folks at the newspapers, the editor, the reporter, whatever, that had published all this information. All of a sudden, there was an outrage. Why, what are they doing? Don't they have any respect for privacy? They got the point. They didn't ever agree that they got the point, but they've kept their hands off the list since then.
Well, the point is, who watches the watchman? Who is big brother to big brother? There is no oversight, and these guys get it's like this Federal Reserve situation. The Federal Reserve causes the crash of the economy, and then we're going to give them new SEC-type powers to oversee themselves. And, you know, like I said, I just read this one, FDIC gearing up for bank closures. Yeah, they're going to cut out the banks that aren't playing ball. They're going to shut down the good banks while they can contain their monopoly. And we're seeing this over and over and over again in every facet of our lives.
Well, we also see when socialists make decisions regarding businesses, and I didn't want to say business decisions because that might imply that they had a business logic. We can see what was done when General Motors recently wanted to locate in a city in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the socialist in chief, the new chairman of the Board of Government Motors, said no. And the reason was because there wouldn't be union employees in that state.
And because the carbon imprint just wouldn't be acceptable in that location.
Well, if you look at Chrysler, for instance, they're taking this opportunity to distribute it throughout North America for their little North American union. Yes, now we're going to have two plants in Canada and one in Mexico, and there's only going to be four in the United States, making seven total. But this will make friends with our North American neighbors, Larry. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Folks can find us at gunowners.org when they go to the web.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to be back after this with Jim DeMint and his comments on the floor. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
We're going to go to your calls at the bottom of this segment. If you want to talk about the G8, you want to talk about this guy at the July 4th parade playing Alex Jones, you know, trying to awaken people to true freedom, to the First Amendment, to what happened on 9/11. And then, of course, being arrested for it and accused of assault. Meanwhile, if he had actually assaulted anybody, it would be assault, not reckless endangerment. He hit two people with his car. Give me a break. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about the economy? You want to talk about audit the Fed? You want to talk about these bank closures? So much to talk about. Or you want to talk about Jim DeMint on the Senate floor basically slamming the Federal Reserve for what it is. Meanwhile, you know, Bernanke last week, it's on the website. No, it's not. But, you know, Congress would take over and it would just crash the dollar and the economy if we were audited. If we're audited, it ends it all. So, again, they are fighting this tooth and nail, and the media is just zip shut. They don't want to talk about it. And if they do talk about it on a rare occasion, it's in a negative light. Let's hit the clip.
I have another amendment. I have been informed by that the majority plans to block consideration of this amendment, which is number 1367, regarding the transparency at the Federal Reserve. I would nonetheless like to take a few moments to discuss it, if that is...
Without objection.
With them. Thank you. The Federal Reserve, the unelected central bank of the United States, enjoys a monopoly over the flow of our money and credit, but has never been completely transparent and accountable to Congress since its creation in 1913. Since 1913, our dollar has lost more than 95% of its purchasing power. My amendment is called the Federal Reserve Sunshine Amendment, and it is modeled after legislation sponsored by Representative Ron Paul of Texas in the House and our colleague Senator Sanders of Vermont here in the Senate. This amendment amends Section 714 of Title 31 of the U.S. Code to remove existing restrictions on how the Government Accounting Office can audit the Federal Reserve. With these limitations gone, the Fed's discount window operation, funding facilities, open market operations, and agreements with foreign central banks and governments would all be finally open to congressional oversight. The Government Accounting Office would be required to audit the Fed by the end of 2010 and to report its findings to Congress. Every dollar created by the Fed has an effect on the value of the dollars in our pockets and bank accounts. We need to pay more attention to the effect of Washington decisions, whether fiscal policy made by Congress or monetary policy made by the Fed. They all are ultimately borne by the American people. The Federal Reserve will create and disperse trillions of dollars in response to our current financial crisis. Americans across the nation, regardless of their opinion on the bailout, want to know where the money has gone, exactly how much has been spent, and what collateral has been taken in return. That is why you see so much bipartisan support in the House, in Bernie Sanders and Jim DeMint being on the same side in the Senate. Inflation is a hidden tax, and we unfortunately forget about it too often when we are debating spending bills here in Congress. Our fiscal actions, higher deficits, increased long-term debt, entitlement obligations will necessarily need to be paid for by printing new money or borrowing more money from an increasingly skeptical world. Either option results in higher interest rates for consumers and a devaluing of the dollars they have already earned and saved. Allowing the Fed to operate our nation's monetary system in almost complete secrecy leads to abuse, inflation, and a lower quality of life for every American. Unfortunately, the majority has decided to use a procedural tactic to block a vote on this amendment by invoking something called Rule 16. This is a rule that prevents policy being added to spending bills. The majority claims that we do not legislate on appropriation bills. Of course, that is false. In fact, there are already Rule 16 violations in the bill we're trying to amend. We also saw this majority airdrop the Cash for Clunkers program into the recent supplemental appropriation bill. The majority may claim that this amendment is not relevant to the underlying bill, but in fact, there are already provisions in this bill related to the Government Accounting Office audits. So this language is quite appropriate on this bill. The legislation has already received the support of more than one half of the House of Representatives within a few short months of its introduction. It's time for the Senate to show its support. Mr. President, I would like to ask the Majority Leader again to allow a vote on Amendment 1367 regarding a GAO audit of the Federal Reserve.
Senator from Nebraska.
All right, let's pull the clip right now. I mean, again, he's telling the truth there. They are operating in secrecy. They do want to shoot this down. He is one of the few senators. And again, Bernie Sanders is the independent, you know, and he's joining courses. He can see that this is a false left-right paradigm, that the Federal Reserve is outside of government and that this is a tax on the people through inflation. And by the way, the new buzzword or buzz terminology that's being used on these 24-hour news work is second stimulus package. We need a second stimulus. you know, the $15+ trillion that they just gave away to the banks isn't enough. And they still say, oh, it was only $750 billion. Read the Bloomberg reports. Understand it's much, much more. And they're going to do it again. They're going to do it as many times as they can before they completely eviscerate the dollar and this country, folks. All right, I'm going to go to your calls in just a moment, but I want to thank one of our great sponsors, Front Sight. That's SIGHT.com. That's FrontSight.com. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to the Alex Jones listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you the best deal. It won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. Act fast. They will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It is FrontSIGHT.com. Go there right now. All right, let's jump to some callers. Let's go to John in Nevada. John, you're on the line.
It's Joe. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just wanted to let everyone know, real quick, that Customs and Border Patrol in cahoots with DHS has made a law, and it's about to go through. It's not going through the House and Senate like a normal law does. It's just an amendment or something, however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're reclassifying any pocket knife that you can open with one hand as a switchblade.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. That is 8 out of 10 pocket knives will be banned, and we did report on that like 3 to 4 weeks ago. You're telling me it's in its final stages right now?
It's in the final stages right now. Anyone can go to www.kniferights.org and write your senator. The only way that it can stop is if they vote to not fund it. Otherwise, mm-hmm. anyone that carries any kind of pocket knife, be it even an old-time buck knife is considered a switchblade because you can hold it by the blade and drop it. And that's called gravity.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, even knives that I used to cut ropes with, I live out in the country, folks, are now going to be classified as illegal. Little 3-inch blades are going to be classified as illegal. Go check it out for yourselves. There's a great WorldNet Daily article about a month ago about this subject. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, sir. Jason, how are you?
Good.
I have something, and I know you guys mentioned this over the years, but people are really, you know, their short-term memory goes back to Monday, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about this whole economic collapse, one of the things that seems to be ignored or at least avoided or whatnot is the fact that we were deindustrialized when Bill Clinton signed NAFTA.
Yes.
So, I mean, if people really want to put this in perspective to see that this is by design, I mean, they are doing this. We were deindustrialized under Bill Clinton. It wasn't, you know.
Well, let me say this.
Happened.
And further deindustrialized by the Bush administration in 2004 when they passed CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
By doing so, they cut the whole bottom of our economy out, and it's just been draining ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thought that these guys are any different, how is it any different if you're on the left side of a train or the right side of the train if the destination's the same? I mean, if I'm going from my home to Chicago and you're on the left side of the train and I'm on the right, why, there is no difference. We're going in the same direction no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
They may bring in some issues, but the train never turns. There's no intersections. We don't cross tracks. We don't go anywhere. We go straight ahead, and they just keep giving us a different figurehead to blame things on.
Exactly. You know,
and
again,
until people realize that, we're done. It's, mm-hmm. it's over.
No, it is over. Again, the last vestige of industry that we had in this country was the car industry, and it is over with. It is publicly gone, gutted. It is for a North American union at this point. They are deindustrializing this country at a rate that, I mean, it's over. There's no benefits packages. We don't make anything anymore. It's dead. It's dead as a doornail. I thank you for the call. And, you know, I was going through, again, stuff for the Obama deception, too. And if you don't have the Obama deception yet, folks, if you don't have a hard copy, now is the time to get one. Okay, this movie has been seen by tens of millions of people right now, waking up people at an alarming rate, getting them hip to what the Federal Reserve is, introducing them to the Bilderberg Group, letting them know what these climate bills are really about. The Obama Deception, such an important film. Go to Infowars.com and get it right now. But in my research for Obama Deception 2, I'm watching, again, this Gibbs press conference, and one of the reporters is asking him about his anti-illegal immigration stance. And he says, well, you know, Obama said that he was going to enforce the rules that were on the books. Why isn't he doing that? And it, basically he gets blown off and it's politics as usual because he says one thing to get elected and does another. You know, he talked about the North American Union and putting a stop to the SPP agreements. And then Dobbs had to call him out in his first 100 days and say he's done nothing of the sort. He's moving forward with it, just like the president before him and the president before him, because this is a globalist agenda. It has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. They are controlled by the same people. We literally do not have elections anymore. They are selections. All right, let's go to, let's see, we're on John in California. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Good to talk to you. Today's show, well, you just had, this is about the Second Amendment and gun confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
You just had the commercial about Front Sight. Mm-hmm. You just had the gentleman on from gunowners.org.
Yep.
You just talked about the mayor from Newark doing what mm-hmm. he's going to do. We know Sotomayor is coming up next week. And
let's just stop with Sotomayor. She wrote an entire book called America's Deadly Obsession, where she tries to make the argument that the Second Amendment actually excludes us from having guns, and only the military is supposed to have guns. An entire book about it.
I was going to say that I have not heard anything about that book except on InfoWars.
Yeah, no one else. It's a total blackout. No one else wants to mention that she's a council member on La Raza. It was okay to bring up the Belizean Grove because most people don't know what it is. And really, the only person that took it seriously was Stephen Colbert, and he runs a comedy show. Let me repeat that. Stephen Colbert, the only person to actually report on that legitimately, he runs a comedy show. But they don't want to touch the fact that she is a council member on La Raza, a group about race. A literal racist organization, not just a member, a council member on that, and they don't want to bring up the fact that she wrote a book called America's Deadly Obsession where she wants your guns. She's a Supreme Court justice. That's what they're trying to prop her up as. She wants your guns. Go ahead.
Right, and this is a kind of the summary question that I'm asking you. Mm-hmm. Is that given all this, what's your kind of overall take on where you think this is headed with the Second Amendment? Like, I want to take this front course.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting here thinking, you know, by the time I get there and I take it and I get my handgun, I'm not going to have my handgun anymore.
Listen, take the course. We got to fight this thing. We can't allow them to have one of their little Supreme Court decisions of 5-4 in favor of taking guns. And that's what it'll be. That's what they're gearing up. They're trying to put a total gun grabber on there. And once she's in, they'll probably make her the spectacle or the scapegoat of why Americans can no longer have guns. Well, Sotomayor came in and she made such a compelling argument and her book was so good and, you know, her judgment is just. And they'll do it WWE style like they do with all of these bills or all these decisions that, you know, affect us. For instance, when they took away our Miranda rights, and they did that, folks, they basically ruled that you no longer need a lawyer. You no longer need a lawyer present to be interrogated by police, and it can be held up in a courtroom, and they can deny you that lawyer. And then they use some doublespeak and say, well, it's not really denial of a lawyer, but it was a 5-4 decision. So you'll start seeing it in the media, and they're not going to keep quiet about it. There's going to be probably some kind of an event where, you know, well, we'll look at the, what was it? I forget which school it was that gentleman shot up recently, like last year. And they'll look at this James Von Braun case. And they're just going to say, you know, we can't have guns, or we've got to ban the majority of guns. And she's going to be the poster woman for this. She's going to be the figurehead that they point to and say, Sotomayor's in here, and she's doing the right thing for this country. She's taking away the guns. We can't allow it to happen. We can't allow that 5-4 WWE decision that is in the midst. I mean, first they have to actually get her in. And I think they're going to have no problem with that. I think she's going to be confirmed. I don't see them throwing her out. I can't remember the last time that they actually propped up a Supreme Court justice and didn't allow them in. I think Roberts was the last one that they approved, right?
Yes, Judge Roberts.
Yeah, and the only thing that I saw Roberts get asked about was that was legitimate was Joe Biden asking him if that he would be for the mandatory chipping of American citizens. And, of course, he said no. But you mark my words, in 10 to 15 years, if it comes down to it, he'll vote yes. So, you know, again, we just have to keep battling this stuff just because bad legislation and bad Supreme Court decisions seem to be on the horizon doesn't mean you shouldn't take that course. I should take that course. I mean, I can barely fire a weapon. I fired off some shotguns and some, you know, some rifles in my day, but I've never actually fired a pistol. And that's something I should learn how to do. But then again, I'm in New York. There's no way I'm going to get a conceal and carry permit. And the same thing in New Jersey. You know, we discussed that with Larry Pratt. It is so difficult for you to get a conceal and carry permit in those two places. It's almost impossible. I mean, you can be a former police officer. You can be a former security guard. You can be a former military person. And it's still almost impossible. So there's gun restrictions all over the country, and they're going to try to expand on that, and especially with this gun grabber, America's Deadly Obsession. If you don't believe me, go type it in. You can buy the book off of Amazon. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back, take even more callers, hit up some of these other news stories that we haven't been able to. Further evidence that Pakistan tortured suspects for Britain. No kidding. It's not even a debate. They're having this in the UK now, that they're also torturing people just like we do in Guantanamo Bay and we do it at Abu Ghraib. Well, British people do it too. You see, they're our main ally on this. And they're saying, oh, no, they haven't tortured anybody. They don't condone torture. Of course they do. Of course they do. Human Rights Watch says Pakistani intelligence officials have confirmed torture took place with full knowledge of British agents. Of course it did. The Pakistani ISI, the Inner Services Intelligence Committee, their CIA, is in bed with British intelligence, is in bed with United States intelligence. It was founded by British intelligence and revamped in the 80s through the CIA. When they were running covert programs with Islamic militants and Osama bin Laden. Open history, folks. In fact, the president of Pakistan gets on television and talks about bin Laden being a CIA asset at the time. And Hannity calls him a nut job. Well, at least Hannity played the clip, you know, because I didn't see it all over the mainstream media. I saw it on one area, and of course it was poo-pooed. Oh, no, bin Laden would never work with the United States. He openly worked with the United States. The bin Laden family gets tons of military-industrial complex contracts. The Pakistani ISI is the CIA, is MI6. Come on, folks. Get a handle on it. That's the real deal. That's the real paradigm. They are interlocked. It's an international intelligence organization. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times here on these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You know, speaking about this international intelligence organization, perhaps there's not a better film out there that really exposes the Pakistani ISI working with the CIA, working with the Mossad, than the film Fabled Enemies that I produced last year, released in September. It really shows the international intelligence op that was 9/11. It exposes the players. It's got Joe Biden in it, Bo Dietl, Michael J. Springman, who, again, was the head of the visa department in Saudi Arabia, who went public and said, hey, this is a CIA front for us to funnel in Islamic militants from all over the region through a covert program with their asset, Osama bin Laden. We also have Cynthia McKinney in this picture, recently placed in jail by Israelis and then released, fired upon last year. Her boat was bumped and fired upon. 7 years after 9/11, the supposed mastermind behind the attacks is still at large. It's almost 8 years now, folks. And the nation is entrenched in multiple wars in the Middle East, not going anywhere. This is about a Eurasian Union over there. Is bin Laden the evil behind the attack, or a mere front man in a larger picture, a boogeyman? We are told we are fighting a war on terror and that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms. If that is the case, why do our leaders take more and more of those freedoms away every single day? And remember, it's only continued through this Obama administration. Perhaps no better illustration than saying that Bush's retroactive immunity does exist, and that AT&T and all these other telecom companies are allowed to spy on the American people. That's right. Track, trace, and database everything you do on the internet, everything you do on your cell phone. And we can't do anything about it. That's what people don't understand. You're already being tapped through everything you do on the web, everything you do on the phone. Came out a month ago that your iPhone, every time it does that little collapsing, you know, how cool your iPhone is, it does that little collapse, it takes a picture and it puts it into a temporary folder that can be accessed via the web or wireless signals. That's not science fiction. That's fact, folks. All right, let's continue to go through the calls. Dan in Washington. Dan, you're on the line.
Oh, hi. I was just calling to report in that I had called the mayor's office in Newark and asked how I could get my $1,000 reward for turning a gun person in, and they sent me to an 800 number that was busy, so I called back again and acted all excited, so they put me through to one of their representatives, and I had a talk with him, and he explained the program, and it was really quite alarming how Nazi-ish the program is, and what they do is they can basically you turn someone in, and if there's a conviction or a crime, they give you a PIN number. And you go to a bank that they tell you to go to, and you get a reward. It's all anonymous. There's no repercussions. There's a you can text the report in, you can fax the report in, you can give it over the phone. It's really quite amazing how you can go and just give any information, get a PIN number. And
now, you said text and fax. Does that mean that they text or fax you back your confirmation number, or do they? Can you give them an email or something? You don't even have to physically talk to somebody, is what you're telling me?
No. Yeah, you can text. Hey, Jeff, pull up that text site again. Hang on, we have it up online here. Hang on.
Sure. But my question is, when you talk to these guys, are they texting you it back so you physically don't have to talk to anybody? In other words, that confirmation code they give you, will they text that back to you as well?
Yeah, actually, it was we had it. It was text to 274-637, and that leads to a company called TipSoft.
And you know, by the way, that this company isn't doing it for free. This is also a private organization that's going to be benefiting from this as well. You know, so who's paying for this? It's the taxpayers. They can't just give $1,000 out for every gun. You know, they don't magically have like a bucket of money. No, that comes from you. You're the reason that they have Stasi forces, because you're paying your taxes. I thank you for the call. We're going to continue to take callers. Maria, Terry, Rob, Rick, and more on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Folks, if you don't have the Obama deception, if you don't have Fabled Enemies, go to InfoWars.com right now and grab a copy. It is so essential to waking people up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be back tomorrow and, of course, doing his Sunday show as well. We're talking Federal Reserve. We're talking the audit, the Fed bill. We're talking the G8. We're talking about this Newark mayor offering $1,000. No convictions necessary. Let's get the guns off the street. Tattletale squads in this country. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the FDIC getting ready, gearing up to shut down banks all over the country. And it's all for this control grid, this smart grid, if you will. We discussed it with Larry Pratt. They want all your medical information in one database that can be accessed by the government. And that's why they want to socialize your health care. It is unbelievable. Before we go back to callers, I want to thank another one of our great sponsors, Diginet Mobile DVR. That's Diginet, Diginet.net. Everyone should have one of these. This is a unit that records audio and video disguised as a pen. As an unbiased witness, it is always at your side, ready to help in case of a necessity, as admissible as evidence in court if necessary. See, these hidden cameras are essential. Remember, the camera is the new weapon in this info war. There is a war on for your mind, and unfortunately, the police like to lie. The authorities like to lie, and unless you have the video evidence, it is very hard to win in court. They have 2, 4, and 8 gigabyte models, which can record 2 hours of continuous audio and video, and you will not believe the quality. I think it's actually, it's either 640 by 480 or 720 by 480, which is standard definition television, and it looks amazing, folks. It's diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T. .net. All right, let's continue to go to your calls, and then we're going to hit up some tech news. I know Alex doesn't hit the tech news quite as much as I do, but, you know, I was at this wedding for 3 days over in New York, and I'm talking to my friends and my family and explaining to them about robotics and how it's on another level. Remember, you're reading about now drone attacks in Pakistan and the Middle East almost daily, where they're killing 40, 50, 60 people at a time. They don't even see what's about to happen to them as they're blasted to their doom. And do you really believe all those people, 40, 50, 60 people at a time, are Taliban or Al-Qaeda or insurgents? They'll label anybody an insurgent, folks. That's how they roll. All right, let's go to Maria in California. Maria, you're online.
Hey, Burmes, when is your show coming back on?
I am actually starting my Sunday show when I get back. I'm going to California for a week to shoot for my next film, Invisible Empire. I'm going to be doing a couple interviews out there. And then as long as my plane is on time, I'm going to start doing a weekly wrap-up show for Alex Jones at 6 to 9 weekly. And the first show, I believe, is July 26th. And I'm going to be doing just a three-hour bonanza on the Bohemian Grove and Secret Society, seeing as the Grove will be kicking off their little endeavor, if you will, in mid-July. And then after I release Invisible Empire, and I'm shooting for a December 24th release date, hopefully in the beginning of January, I will be back 5 nights a week.
Nice. So I'm calling in to report on something I did. I went to a Planned Parenthood yesterday just to ask them questions about, you know, how everything works and to get quote-unquote educated. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to push, like, birth control on me, and they were saying that it would be good for me because it would be good for complexion, even though I have a clear face, no pimples, mm-hmm. and that it would prevent cysts And I was just checking everything out, and there was a lot of teenagers in there, and they had, like, MTV playing, and it was just really shocking to me.
Well, they try to make it as hip and comfortable as possible as they try to promote eugenics to the youth. And, you know, I remember as a kid, actually, one of the girls that I saw at this wedding, she was on birth control solely for her complexion, if you will, back when she was 14 or 15 years old. It's amazing to me what they will push on young women in this country.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just pretty scary to confirm everything I've been hearing on this show.
And well, you know, we are telling the truth here, and it is unfortunate that an organization that tries to parade around as, you know, social help for those that need it are nothing but dirty eugenicists, and they really are out there to depopulate this world. That's what this is. It's eugenics. It's depopulation. It's control. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And folks, if you want the definitive film on eugenics, it's right here. Alex Jones, Endgame. I can't even go over everything that is in this picture. For the New World Order, a world government is just the beginning. Once in place, they can engage in their plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population while enabling the elites to live forever with the aid of advanced technology. And there was just a story in mainstream media yesterday about this pill that they were giving rats, and they were living up to 9 to 14% longer. life extensions out there. It's tough to find on the web, but I've seen numerous mainstream articles, stories, papers, all about life extension technology, and I might even disagree a little bit here. First of all, we are under the New World Order program right now. Whether we have full global governance or their apex of what they want, the top of the pyramid, whether that's built or not is almost a moot point. Because I don't think that they need that global government to kill 80% of us. I mean, they have 4.9 billion swine flu vaccines ready to go. And a population that is just so brain dead, they're willing to take it. You know, again, I'm at this wedding and, you know, the person that's got getting married, her dad is, you know, one of the top guys in the town. He's the town lawyer. And the other guy there is one of the head board members. And let me just tell you how corrupt my town is. I get there and I'm riding around in my stepfather's van with my brother. All this, I'm in the small town, folks. I've got Amish people in my town. Okay. I saw a ton of Amish people. Side point. All of a sudden, I see a golf cart turn over to the side. And I'm like, what is this? And then my brother waves to the golf cart. Guy in the golf cart waves back. I'm driving, so I'm not paying that much attention. I'm like, who's that? And he's like, that's the chief of police. And I turn over, and he's in full uniform. He's on duty. And I'm like, well, what's he doing in a golf cart? He's like, well, he actually got a couple of DUI or DWIs, not even DUIs, DWIs. And he's not allowed to operate the police vehicles anymore. And I'm like, I'm blown away. I've got my little handy cam. I decide to tape it because I don't think anybody's going to believe me. So I go to the wedding and I'm telling Mr. K, that's what we'll call him, Mr. K, about this. And he says he doesn't know anything about it. He's on the board, blah, 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 blah. I show him the videotape. Now he's paying attention, you know, because, if, you know, I'm the crazy guy. No need to listen to Jason Burmes. He's only, you know, right 9 out of 10 times. He's only the one that tells the real news. So he looks at it and he's like, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So Mr. S, we'll call him, he comes in, Mr. K is asking. I mean, Mr. K is coming up to me a couple times in this first night, having me show the video to other people because it looks like he didn't know about it. Now, Mr. S should know about it because he's on the board, and he's a nice enough guy. He's an ex-superintendent of the schools. He was very good to me as a child, everything else. Now, Mr. S says, oh, well, I'll get to the bottom of this. By wedding day, I was a nut again because he was riding around supposedly putting out flyers for the July 4th thing for non-parking. Now, I didn't see one flyer in this guy's hand. I saw him four separate times while I was there on Thursday. Never saw a flyer in my life. And they said, no, there were no DWIs. And now I'm the crazy guy again. And, you know, again, I heard it from my brother, so I wanted to confirm it. I go back to my hometown. I get it confirmed by five separate people that he had DWIs. That just shows you the amount of willful ignorance and cover-up in a small town. He knows this guy has DWIs. One of the guys I talked to went to the board meeting and screamed about it as they kind of just laughed at him. It's okay. We have a chief of police that's a drunk. Now, how can a drunk, a guy with two DWIs, rightfully pull somebody over and do the same to him? Doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, I had a great time out there, but just the level of corruption and just the loops that people are willing to spin in to make their logic seem correct, okay, to make their viewpoint seem right. You know, another couple of my really good friends, one of them works in the Albany Plaza. She works basically with the entire local government there. She works with Brian Stratton, the Schenectady mayor's wife, who's heavy into the pharmaceutical industry, I learned as well. Yeah, she's going to love it when we all take those swine flu vaccinations because they're going to make a buttload of money. Anyway, I mentioned to her, I'm like, well, what about this Schenectady mayor who wanted to declare martial law and get rid of the police department? And they acted like they'd never heard of it. I had to bring up the article and show them. And I'm like, well, can you hook me up with Stratton? Can you get him on the program? I would love to be like, well, I really can't do that. You know, that might cost me my job. And it's just so sad to me that, you know, they're willing to live in their little world. She's a very good person. Love her to death. Her and her husband are good people. But they still work for the system. The husband's a little more informed. I mean, he's listening to this program. He's listening to, you know, other alternative radio. He is checking out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for information. But at the same time, he doesn't get it all. He gets some of it, you know. For instance, we were talking about robotics, and this is something that I wanted to bring up before I go to our next caller. We're going to go to Terry, Rob, Rick, and more in just a moment. Robot learns to smile and frown. It's right here for PrisonPlanet.tv. And yes, that is Albert Einstein right here. I've been harping on the Robo Penguin, which, by the way, I brought up at the wedding. It didn't exist. I had to show a video of it. And even when I showed the video of it, you sure that's not CG? I'm like, no, that is really the Robo Penguin from Festo. Look, they have a stingray. Look, I showed them the Robo Fish, the carp. Technology, AI, it's here. Robot learns to smile and frown. A hyper-realistic Einstein robot at the University of California, San Diego, has learned to smile and make facial expressions through a process of self-guided learning. The UC San Diego researchers used machine learning to empower the robots to learn and make more realistic facial expressions. As far as we know, no other research group has used machine learning to teach a robot to make realistic facial expressions. Now, there is Hanson Robotics out here in Austin, Texas, actually, where they're doing a similar program. I don't know if it's as far advanced as this. However, they have built Philip K. Dick, the science fiction author, and they're trying to make him more hyper-realistic. It looks incredible. You can type Joey Chaos into YouTube, and you can watch this as well. And when Joey Chaos can't answer a question, for example, he can answer a lot of questions, but I think they ask him about McDonald's, and he doesn't know much about McDonald's, so he says, well, although we are not as advanced as the robots in Blade Runner, if you look at the 70s, a supercomputer filled up an entire room, and that same amount of processing power is now available in something that is handheld. It makes a great point there. So he's saying, look, I may be in the first stages of being an artificially intelligent android, but give me 10 years and wait till you see how advanced we are. And this is the public stuff. So, you know, I just like to keep people in the loop about technology, especially when this technology is being used for warfare. We've got the Ripsaw, which is a tank that has a 25 caliber weapon on it. We have the XM25, which is a gun for soldiers. Let me say this again, a gun for soldiers that has a microchip in every single bullet. And they can see through walls, okay? This is just like the Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger, a movie that came out 15 years ago. They can see through walls. They have a heat signature on their target. They then can shoot around buildings or through buildings because it's guided by microchip technology. And then this 25 caliber weapon, after it hones in on its target, explodes within 3 meters of the target, killing everybody around. And that's what's available today in the public eye. Let's not forget the story just last week where they had to admit that Hitler had a stealth bomber. I know all of you out there think that stealth technology was something that just came into being in the late 80s, early 90s, and we saw it in the first Gulf War. No, Hitler had one, and it just came out a week ago. You don't think that they can hide things? You don't think that it's compartmentalized? You don't think secrets are kept? You got another thing coming, folks. Just type it in, Hitler stealth bomb. They did an entire History Channel special on it. We took that from the Nazis. That's how crazy things are. And they're showing you smiling robots in the public eye. Can you imagine what are in the depths of the underground bases at U.S. military facilities? Can you imagine what Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and all these other military industrial goons are really working on? It's almost beyond imagination. And a couple of these UAVs and ground vehicles, if you will, are now being controlled by literal Xbox controllers. They're trying to get human beings to disassociate themselves with the enemy, dehumanize the enemy to a screen where they take an Xbox controller and actually carry out executions. Again, this is reality. This is now. All right, let's take some callers. Let's go to Terry in Indiana. Terry, you're online.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Great job you guys are doing. I have a couple of quick comments, and then I have a question for you.
Sure.
My comments are, my first one is, I don't know what's wrong with the American people. I mean, you can see any type of article anywhere, online and go to the comment section and they're going back and forth, you know, the left-right thing as usual. And you can interject in there, talk about the CFR, Trilateral Commission, everything, give them references, leave links, and they'll just ignore you and just keep on arguing with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing the brainwashing that's going on in this country, and the fellow African Americans, we're almost hopeless. I mean, it's like Obama has just, I don't know what he's done to them. He can do no wrong. He's a savior. Mm-hmm. It's repulsive.
Well, let me say this, man. They're using Obama right now and his image in the African American and minority communities to try to promote this city here. Whereas Hitler, you know, went after the youth that was blonde haired and blue eyed. Obama and his administration, and really it's the globalists have decided to harness the power of minorities and those who are poor and African Americans. If you watch these City Year commercials, most of them are minority kids, and sometimes they blatantly say, in fact, we may have to pull it up and play it in the program, that if you're a person of color, how could you not join City Year? I mean, I'm sitting there with my jaw on the floor as this young African-American kid is saying, if you're a person of color, you need to join City Year. I mean, oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to hold you over, Terry. I'm going to get your question on the other side. We're going to go to Rob, Rick, Jim, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now, folks. The biggest stories, the ones that matter, they're the headlines. They're at InfoWars. Back after this, it's the Alex Jones Show.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
right, folks, we are back. We're going to go back to Terry, then get to Rob, Rick, Jim, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. Terry, what's the question?
The question is, being that, you know, they're ramrodding all these bills through Congress without these guys even looking at them and reading them, how about, what about representation here? I mean, can't we put pressure on them and get these guys out of office or something? Because, I mean, we can't have taxation without representation. How are they representing us if they're not even reading the bills that they're passing?
Well, I agree with you. It's just so corrupt now. How do you stop the Leviathan? How do you stop the monster? Is there a candidate that you can get behind? Is there a candidate that can run and win? I mean, if you look at somebody who had the most name recognition out of any non-political figure, it was Cindy Sheehan. And she ran up against Nancy Pelosi, and the media just totally stopped covering her, acted like she didn't exist, didn't mention her run for Congress. She was still able to get just under 20%, but not able to win. So the real question is, can we hold them accountable? This is taxation without representation. And to me, it was encouraging watching John Boehner, on C-SPAN earlier, talking about how he fell asleep on a plane and the entire crew had signed a letter to him encouraging him to keep fighting this health care bill. And again, how is it that we can pass a bill that has 300 pages added to it at 3 a.m. before it goes before the House, and then they can't provide a physical copy of the bill for them to read before they actually vote on it? It's high treason, and I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Terry. Let's go to Rob in Texas. Rob, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Afternoon, Jason.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'd like to discuss the gun control initiatives.
Please do.
One of the things that I've noticed, Minneapolis, I lived up in Minnesota for 14 years before I moved back to Texas, and I had my carry permit up there. And their murder rates in Minneapolis were at an all-time high. They even had the nickname Murderapolis at one point. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading a couple weeks ago that there had been a total of 5, maybe 6 murders in Minneapolis this year.
That's not so bad. I mean, it's not the best thing in the world, but 5 or 6 isn't that bad.
No, it's great compared to their old numbers. By midsummer 2003, 2004, they had 90-some-odd murders.
Wow.
And I can't help but think that the 63,000 carry permits that have been issued up there have something to do with that.
I would have to agree 110%. And I remember, you know, watching Dateline as a youngster, probably about 10 years ago when Jesse Ventura was in the governorship, and they were trying to demonize him for having a concealed weapon on his persons. Meanwhile, the guy is an ex-Navy SEAL. Who would be more qualified to carry a concealed weapon than the governor of the state, who is an ex-Navy SEAL, and they were trying to take away his gun? I mean, it is unbelievable how people will do mental gymnastics to try to demonize the Second Amendment.
I don't understand it. It's just beyond comprehension.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the powers that be know that an armed populace is a dangerous populace when you're trying to impose tyranny. So they're trying to get those guns out of our hands before they go full force, full board ahead. We're taking your house. We're bulldozing your neighborhood. And if you don't like it, too bad. FEMA's here to take care of you. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on hold for about 2 hours now, and I hardly ever hear an opposing call, and I got a feeling you're going to cut me off because this is going to be one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to know, you're so knowledgeable about the Federal Reserve. Do you know what the Federal Reserve all has in common? And while you're thinking about that one...
Wait. The Federal Reserve all has in common? What do you mean?
Yes.
What the Federal Reserve and what have in common?
Tell me, after all the research that you've done, that you can't figure out a common denominator with the Federal Reserve or the media today. You know, you want to
see you later, buddy. All right, I know I'm going to disagree with you because you want to make it about race, and that's why you called. I'm glad you stayed on 2 hours to be racist. All right, let's go to Jim in Washington. Jim, you're on the line.
Wow, it's
yes,
pretty
sir.
Hard to follow that act.
It's unbelievable to me. I mean, you're talking about government legislation. You're talking about a private banking organization. You know, you talk about corruption, and somebody wants to make it about racism. You know, and then they're going to start screaming at you because they know they're about to be racist on the air, and you're going to challenge them on that fact. It's just unbelievable to me. Go ahead, man.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say you and Alex and the whole crew there are just doing an absolutely wonderful job. It's just wonderful to listen to you guys every day and keep up on what's going on. I had a fun suggestion that I think would kind of be like a double whammy for...
All right, well, hold over. We'll go over that suggestion on the other side. We'll continue to take calls. David, anti-federalist, and more. And then we're going to hit up this story, China babies sold for adoption. As China becomes more westernized, we become more like them. And that's what this New World Order is about. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Start that love train, folks. I got nothing but love in here. Even when I get heated. I just look at how beautiful the world is. I look outside, the sun's shining. Go play with my dogs. Happy faces. Dancing it up at the wedding. I mean, there's so many things to enjoy in life, and there is time for that enjoyment. But we do have to confront the real issues. We do have to go over the real topics. You know, we can't just bask. I mean, I can't even tell you how much mindless sports talk that I had to go through while I was at this wedding. I'm just like, oh my God. And nobody knows about, you know, audit the Fed. Only my friends in the know that, you know, share this information, that check out InfoWars. And it's a little discouraging. But there is so much greatness, so much to fight for. Humanity is worth fighting for. And there's no reason to get racist about it or have some kind of a loony theory where you want to just, you know, eviscerate an entire ethnic group. Because that's what it comes down to when you hear callers like the previous one. And it's just disgusting to me. Let's go back to Jim in Washington. Jim, you said you had an idea.
Yeah, well, I thought there might be a double whammy way to get Alex a little bit of much-needed vacation time and to bring in a little money to InfoWars.com. And I kind of got the idea from all the front-side advertising and what you guys did with that eBay auction for the Tyranny Crusher 1. I thought it might be an interesting thing if you guys could set up an eBay auction to do like a day at the range with Alex Jones at Frontside or something like that. Maybe a day, 2 days, or a week.
You know, I don't know if Alex Jones would be down with being around guns and a fan that paid to be there, but... You know, that's not a that's not necessarily a bad idea. Maybe we could have a dinner with Alex Jones. It'd really be up to Alex. I mean, Alex is really kind of an introvert when it comes down to it. I have to beg to drag him out to a UFC event or to, you know, a bar if I'm hanging out with my buddies. And it's a rare occasion. I mean, I do work here 7 days a week. In fact, I got a little itchy just being back in New York for 5 days and not being in the office. I mean, I come here on weekends, man. This is my home. And I don't know if he would go over something like that, but I do think that's a good idea. I think somebody would pay up to $5,000 to $10,000 to hang out with Alex Jones for a day. But, I mean, look how often he takes off. I mean, I think the last time I subbed in for the show was probably over a month ago, and he'll be back tomorrow. He's just taking this day off to spend some time with his kids, some much-deserved time. And I got to tell you, you know, I got to hang out with my little niece, and she's 4 years old right now, and it was just I needed it. It was so nice to spend a day with a toddler that loves you, and I can understand why he needs to take that time off. I don't know if he'd be taking it off to make a profit, because, oh, well, God forbid we make a profit here or we try to turn around. You know, I think we made it official, and we did get the area next door, and we are going to be working on building a TV studio there. So hopefully within the next 6 to 12 months, we have yet another program for people to watch, maybe a weekend more news-type program, a different type of format than this. Actually, anchors sitting there, and in the background, you'll see the news story, and we'll play the clips from there and wear a suit. You know, I won't be rocking my Affliction T-shirts and really try to bring it to the next level. So I think that is a good idea, and I'll pass it along. Anything else?
Oh, nothing. I just heard him talking about how he would reminisce about shooting and losing his edge, and how he kind of wanted to get back into it, and how he just started the new ad campaigns with the front site guys. I just thought it'd be a good way for him to get in a little trigger time.
All right, Jim, I thank you for the call. And there's a great video out there of Alex shooting one of these little pea shooter shotguns when the Dick Cheney incident happened. And that was the first time that I had ever seen Alex Jones. I think the first and only time I had seen Alex Jones actually fire a weapon. And if you haven't seen that, that was a big hit on YouTube. I think it happened like two or three years ago when that story was big. Let's go to David in Florida. David, you're on the line.
Great show today.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to mention, and I haven't heard on your show, and I'm kind of perplexed as why not, but Benazir Bhutto in a David Frost interview, happened right before her death on December 27, 2007. She mentions in that, just sort of haphazardly, that, oh yeah, by the way, that's when Bin Laden died.
Well, let me take it a step further. She doesn't just mention that Bin Laden died. She mentions that Bin Laden was murdered, and we have played that not only on the Alex Jones Show sitting in, and I've played it probably half a dozen times on my program, The Info Warrior. But she mentions that the guy that killed him is a man named Omar Saeed Sheikh. Now, who is Omar Saeed Sheikh? Let's take it back a second. This is the guy that was supposedly responsible for the Daniel Pearl murder, the guy who cut off Daniel Pearl's head. Now, what was Daniel Pearl in the Middle East doing? Well, he was trying to find out the funding of these quote-unquote radical Islamic groups that funded 9/11. Now, the other interesting thing about Omar Saeed Sheikh, the supposed murderer of Bin Laden and the supposed murderer of Daniel Pearl, is that he was on an ISI payroll and was a multiple intelligence agent. He wasn't just working for the ISI. In fact, he funneled $100,000 through General Mahmoud Ahmed, the then head of the ISI, to Mohammed Atta just before the attacks. But nobody wants to talk about that. Isn't that weird?
It's very strange.
Yeah,
but
it's
another
very
thing that
strange.
I find funny too is like regarding that last call that was racial. It's very funny that there's 545 people basically in Washington calling the shots. I just got an email on this today, mm-hmm. versus 300 million. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, the, you know, because you look at the two houses of Congress and then, you know, the Congress, the Senate, and then the judges, right? It's 545 people versus 300 million.
But I would also say that it's even more than that. I'm not saying it's relative to the 300 million people, but the state senators actually do get a lot done. And, I mean, that's where Barack Obama was spawned from, was the state Senate. Remember, he gave a keynote address at the 2004 Democratic National Convention without actually being a real senator. He was a state senator, which is kind of on the level playing field as a congressman. But continue.
The thing is that evil-intentioned people organize. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing here, I mean, you provide a great service and a great program of informing people, but I think what needs to occur is the next step where we actually organize more, mm-hmm. and actually go and take our country back. I mean, one of the things that we keep hearing is the complacency or the low intellectual capacity of the Americans to actually confront evil, which I think is a bigger part than the intellectual side of it. Mm-hmm. We need to actually confront the evil and organize, you know, do that by organizing more.
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to support organizations like Campaign for Liberty by running for office. And whether that be city councilman or local mayor or congressman or state senator, like I just discussed. And if you can't run for office, support the person that can. Listen, they are in fear of Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty. Even though Ron Paul, we played a clip earlier, says that the American people get the government that they deserve. Well, unfortunately, 80-90% of the American people don't even know what the three branches of government are and aren't interested in the government whatsoever. And then that 10%, that kind of 10-20% that kind of play spectator sports with government, half of them are still stuck in this left-right paradigm. So we have to break through, you know. I saw something great while I was in New York. It was the Wednesday House of Commons, and I thank you for the call, where Gordon Brown and Cameron are like WWE fighting. If you've never seen a House of Commons, it's here, and they actually get to ask each other questions and people cheer. It's almost a cool thing in the fact that they have to respond to all their constituents, whether it's fake or not, or whether it's scripted or not. So they're throwing out insult after insult on each other, but they're not talking about the policies whatsoever. They're just saying that their policy is bad, my policy is good. Your policy is bad, my policy is good. So there's a third party now. It's called the Liberal Democrats. And finally, the head of the Liberal Democrats, it's a very small party, gets to stand up and say his piece. And what does he say? He says, well, perhaps the reason that you guys are throwing insults at one another and fighting like, you know, just nonsensically, not talking about the topics, is the fact that you guys are in on it together. And he says, why don't you go take another cruise together? And I'm just like, wow, that is top notch. We gotta find that clip. I don't think it's on the YouTube yet. It was from last week's House of Commons, like I said. We need to do a story on it on Prison Planet and InfoWars, because in that session, again, and it should have been reported all over. It wasn't. And, you know, I went to The Guardian. I went to The Telegraph. I tried to see any story on it. They just want to make it appear as though it didn't happen. They don't want you to know that they're in on it together, that they take cruises together, that they're good friends behind the scenes, that the establishment runs both puppets. That's the real deal. Anti-Federalist in Georgia, you are on the line, sir.
Hey. Good yes. to hear your voice again, man. Been missing you late night.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
When are you going back on the air?
Like I was telling the other caller, I will be back for a weekly show, a wrap-up show after Alex's show from 6 to 9 Central Time. And hopefully after I get done with Invisible Empire, I will be returning to 5 nights a week. I got to tell you, it's really been a blessing in disguise for me, because I was able to finalize the first third of my script. I mean, I have a rough outline. I obviously have all the clips. I've been doing all the research. But to finalize a third of my script and really only have two-thirds of my script to finalize to go is just, you know, this is a process for me. And the last movie, I don't get as much help as, say, an Alex Jones. I work in the office. You know, Alex has two video editors that are working for him and milling through stuff. I have to do all that stuff myself. So, you know, in order to step back, I mean, I can't even tell you. I come in here early, usually around the beginning of the Alex Jones show. I used to try to help produce that, because I was also producing my own radio show. So it was advantageous for me to go through routers, The Guardian, The Telegraph, MSNBC, Fox News, and all that, and get my stories ready for my show that was coming up. And then I would give Alex all the pertinent stories that I thought that he would want to cover. So then I would also leave in the middle of the day, go back, let my dogs out, come back, and then I would only get here a couple hours before my show, and sometimes there'd be such breaking news, I'd have to go to the news wires instead of working on my film. So I was kind of falling behind, and now I'm just full force, totally ready to go. Can't wait to finalize the second two-thirds of the script. I have time to take off and do interviews for my film. I'll be doing that in, I think, a week and a half. I think I take off from the 19th to the 26th, so 10 days from now I'm spending a week in California. And I will be back after the release of Invisible Empire 5 nights a week, so you can be assured.
Cool. I can't wait to see it. But I got a couple issues I wanted to talk about today.
Sure.
The first is, I don't know if you're, if anybody's seen this last week's episode of that TV show called Whale Wars.
No.
But the whole, it's interesting. They had one of the captain ends up getting shot in this episode by a Japanese whaling boat. And, well, at least that's the claim. And but the interesting part about it was there was a woman on the ship who had been injured, and they handed her a list, and the list said 33 things to do. I think the ship that they're on is called the Steve Irwin, while you're on the Steve Irwin.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept remembering, why 33? And then I looked into, I've been reading Tex Mars lately, so I'm a mm-hmm. little inundated with his symbolism, and I thought, well, there that number comes again. These guys are on a black pirate ship. They're all dressed in black. They're mm-hmm. claiming to be environmentalists. God knows if they're helping the whales or not.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, this guy hands her a sheet with 33 on it. And I thought, oh, isn't that interesting?
Well, do you think he's Masonic? I mean, is he openly wearing Mason pins and things like that?
He's not openly wearing. But, you know, why 33? Why not 31? Why not 34? Why not 10 things to do while you're on the boat? You know,
well, I hear you, man. And it is interesting. But, you know, one of the things that I was doing for my movie is the last third really delves into the secret societies and that aspect of it, Bohemian Grove and beyond. So I decided to pick up one of the books that we carry here at InfoWars. It's called Proofs of a Conspiracy. And this is an insider from the late 1700s who, you know, is totally pro-Mason. I mean, he loves the Masons. And he is unapologetic about that. But he shows the different sects and schools of Masonry and all this stuff, how it spread throughout Europe. And then he gets into the Illuminati, again, as an insider, and how they would recruit people and how this organization actually came into being. And I can't tell you how vital this book has been. I'm only about one-third to one-fourth through it, and I'm just highlighting stuff that I may or may not use for the picture. But I encourage people to go check that out, because I have some really good friends that are Masons. And, you know, I obviously inundated them with my opinions on Masonry and secret societies before they joined, but they ended up joining anyway. And I don't think that they're bad people because of it. And I don't think that they're, you know, working for somebody and now they're going to betray me because I don't necessarily agree with, you know, what the Masons do. So I would suggest go check out Proofs of a Conspiracy, because it is a first-hand account. It's not a second or third-hand account or somebody doing, you know, studies of other Masons. It's an actual Mason. It's a little bit tough to read because a lot of it's in Old English, but it is just an excellent book. Proofs of a Conspiracy, go check it out at InfoWars.com right now. I thank you for the call. Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, Matt.
How you doing? I'm a real big fan of your show. I wanted to talk about what you were talking about before about robots.
And, yeah. I'm glad someone's going to get into that.
The Japanese, really, they are way, way ahead of mm-hmm. anything they show in the media over here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have heard of the robot suit that they've developed, and I think they're going to be kind of pushing this in the new G.I. Joe movie coming out.
I haven't seen the robot suit out of Japan, but I have seen the exoskeleton that they have for U.S. soldiers. If you just type in U.S. soldier exoskeleton, you basically hop into this thing, and it's easier on your legs, so you're able to run faster, walk longer without getting tired, and then I think you can lift up to 10 times what you would normally be able to with these metal apparatuses that are essentially, you know, you hold on to two bars here, and then they have like the hand things that are there, and you pull down on them, and it makes you 10 times stronger and 10 times more durable. And that's, again, something that's now years old and on the public market. You know, the big dogs, they're being used in the Middle East right now to carry equipment. The Robo Snake is now going to be planting bombs and doing surveillance for the Mossad. So again, this is an international intelligence thing. There are different flavors of it all over the world, but to me, it's obvious that they're suppressing some of this technology. Again, when the stealth bomber was created by the Nazis, let's repeat that. When the stealth bomber was created by the Nazis and the public doesn't know about it for another, well, we didn't know the Nazis created it until 70 years from when they did. We just found out about it last week. Can you imagine what they have, you know, in these underground facilities, in top secret facilities? I mean, it has to be mind blowing.
There's also, and I was thinking more about what you're saying about the drones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if they could even apply this to even like the Honda humanoid, for example. They could deploy these Honda humanoids.
Well, eventually, sure. Well, right now, you know about the Honda humanoid that is now being controlled by thought patterns, right? So, in other words, they have that little, and I think it's called Asimov or something like that. It's the one by Honda. It's the little robot. It stands about this big. You can watch them break dance or whatever. But they have set it up so, you know, they put this big, like, helmet-type thing on a person, and then that person thinks, I want to move my right hand, and then it moves its right hand. And then that person thinks, well, I want to move my left arm, and it moves its left arm. I mean, the person doesn't actually have to think about it for it to happen. This is technology now. This is not science fiction. That's what I have to explain to people. Not science fiction. We are in a period of time where nanotechnology is real, where artificial intelligence is real, where Xbox is gearing up to put a live motion capture voice recognition camera in millions of homes for Christmas. Project Natal, something that will be hooked into the internet 24/7 unless you unplug your little Ethernet cable, and the majority of you are not going to do it. Again, voice recognition, face recognition, motion recognition. You don't believe me? Just type it into, they're proud of it. They think it's the best thing since breakfast. It's the Jetsons on crack, folks. It scans your body. You go to Amazon.com, you pick out a breast or a dress, and you model it. It's in the video. We'll be back after this. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
become your masters of war. Here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls, here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. And, you know, one of the stories that I just totally and completely forgot about because it's a day ago, and the media doesn't follow up on big stories like this, is that DHS through drills, let me say this again, DHS through drills was able to get bombs into 10 separate buildings. Really? So DHS and government agencies through drills are able to plant bombs in buildings. Weird. Huh. Sounds a lot like 9/11. But if you bring that up, if you say that they were running drills on 9/11 or they were redoing security, remember, while they're redoing security, what better opportunity to run a drill to put explosives in that they think are not real? They think they're mock explosives. They think they're dummy detonators than to run drills and do so. And again, we ain't finding bombs in any other buildings by Al-Qaeda or extremist groups like in the DHS reports. No, it's the government that is able to get explosives into buildings. And that's why we're going to play this clip coming up at the 30 after break. It's a long clip, so we're going to wait. But a lot of people of you are aware that Niles Harriet, along with and Niles Harriet is overseas, by the way, along with Richard Gage and Stephen Jones, have uncovered the fact that unexploded thermite has been discovered, or thermite has been discovered, in the rubble at the World Trade Center. And of course, this would explain why World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 fell into their own footprint at almost free fall speed, because there were explosives in the buildings. And remember, World Trade Center Building 7 would not have been able to be rigged for demolition unless it was done by intelligence or the U.S. government.
Well, that sounds ludicrous, Jason. Why is that?
Well, you know, not only did it have the largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia, you think that the CIA might conduct surveillance on the building where their largest office is in the middle of Manhattan in the World Trade Center complex? The Department of Defense was there. The Securities and Exchange Commission was there. The IRS was there. The Office of Emergency Management was there. And let's not forget, the largest Secret Service office in the world was there. And again, the media spins it like, oh, this is dangerous. Terrorists can get bombs in buildings. No, the government posing as other government officials can get bombs into buildings. And you can bet that's what they did. It's not like they just walked in as some, you know, Joe Schmo with a pizza. No, they probably had, you know, identification that said, no, I'm part of a government organization. And then they said, well, they were able to get into bathrooms even when they were locked. See, what they did, and by the way, I had a long discussion with my friend who worked security at JFK and LaGuardia Airport for years after 9/11. He almost went to Iraq. They didn't end up taking him, but he was a U.S. military guy. And he explained exactly what they did to me yesterday. To me years ago. He said what they do is they smuggle in different parts and they hit you so hard that you can only catch so many people. So a lot of people get through with these parts of explosives. And then there's somebody else who comes in with no explosives, with nothing whatsoever. He knows where to go, and then he will assemble the explosives somewhere else, mainly in a bathroom. And these guys were able to trick other employees to open up bathrooms for them so that they could put these explosives together. Back after this, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So many stories out there that it's almost impossible to even cover them all in a four-hour time period. In fact, yesterday, Alex wanted to cover the fact that the Pope again called for a new world order. You know, the new world order that doesn't exist. Again. Because in 2004, the previous Pope also called for a new world order, and he had done so previously. But this time, Ratzinger is jumping on the new world order bandwagon, and now it's a new economic order. And what is this new economic order? It's a global currency under the banking elite. That's what it is. So we're going to play that clip as well. We're going to continue to go to your calls. And like I said, we're going to hit up this. It's a longer segment. We may not play it all. It's up at Prison Planet and InfoWars right now. But Niles Harriet, explaining the nanothermite that was found in the debris at the World Trade Center and how this is going global. This is all over the world now. People know. I mean, you've got the heads of the opposition party in Japan talking about 9/11 truth. You've got ex-prime ministers of Italy talking about 9/11 truth. And people waking up all over the world and in this country to 9/11 truth as well. I want to jump gears just for a second here. China babies sold for adoption. Now, is this what you want in this country? Because, again, as they become further westernized, wearing, you know, Levi jeans and drinking Coca-Cola, we further fall into their paradigm of a police state and guilty until proven innocent. One-child policies, that sort of thing. These government regulations over every facet of your life. We move towards slave labor. Do you understand? Dozens of baby girls in southern China have reportedly been taken from parents who broke family planning laws and then sold for adoption overseas. Did you hear what I said? You have too many kids, we're taking your kid, and we're making a profit. Let me repeat that. Dozens of baby girls in southern China, and remember, having a girl is frowned upon. Everybody wants a man over there. You're almost a failure if your one child is a baby girl. That's the kind of sick society that they live in. Reportedly have been taken from parents who broke family planning laws and then sold for adoption overseas. An investigation by the state-owned Southern Metropolis News found that about 80 girls in one county, 80 girls in a county, had been sold for $3,000. Can you imagine that? Someone ripping your baby out of your arms and then turning a profit of $3,000? That's what your blood is worth? That's what your humanity is worth, $3,000? I'm getting sick just talking about it. It's gross. It's out of control. It needs to be stopped. We need to flourish even further. You should have a big family. Who are you supposed to depend on when you get older? Who are you supposed to depend on in a time of need? It's your family. And that's why the globalists so desperately want to break up that unit, because they know how tight-knit it can be. The babies were taken when the parents could not pay the steep fines imposed on having too many children. Do you see what I'm saying to you? It's going to be the same thing in this country. They are going to tax you on how big your home is, what kind of car you drive, how much garbage your family produces, and of course, how large your family is. It will be a huge incentive to sterilize yourself. I know. It sounds nightmarish. It sounds impossible. They're selling babies in China that they're taking away from families because they can't pay the heavy taxes that they've imposed on them. disgusting, sickening, outlandish reality. Reality. The real world. The one you and I live in. The one you and I breathe from. That's what they do. That's the evil of man. That is what we are capable of. Again, humanity, just like anything else, is a double-edged sword. We can empower each other or we can enslave one another. And unfortunately, folks, the masses are being enslaved at this very moment and they don't even know it because they care about Michael Jackson dancing around like a fool. And they care about Steve McNair getting capped by his girlfriend. Folks, he's a quarterback. Who cares? I mean, give me a break. Let's get on to real news. Let's talk about auditing the Fed. Let's talk about getting rid of the Give Act. Let's stop this healthcare legislation in the Senate. There's so much work to be done. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in. The stories are over at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks. It really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. And before we go to this clip of Pope Ratzinger calling for a new world order, a new economic world order, if you will, I really wanted to hit this story about infotainment. Hollywood sends 3D home in video games. You know, if we weren't mesmerized and hypnotized enough by pop culture and all the crap that they put out there, get ready for the next step in television and video game technology, coming to a living room near you, 3D video games. A spate of summer blockbuster movies like Disney's Pixar, Up 20th Century Fox's Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and upcoming Disney G-Force movies have introduced moviegoers to the latest stereoscopic 3D technology. Now video games are following suit with moves to bring the third dimension home as some of the biggest names in Hollywood work on 3D video games expanding on the stories of their 3D films, because video games are now almost a bigger industry than motion pictures, believe it or not. I mean, that's how much they sell, and they see this. And again, they want you mesmerized and hypnotized everywhere, from the movie theater to the restaurant you go to eat to definitely your living room and bedroom where you enjoy your home entertainment. Now video games are following suit with moves to bring the third dimension home as some of the biggest names in Hollywood work on 3D video games expanding on the stories of their 3D films. Disney Interactive Studios' G-Force game for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, based on Jerry Bruckheimer, we all know about Bruckheimer, actually helping and directing the Jessica Lynch propaganda piece. Yes, that whole thing was staged. Jerry Bruckheimer helped. Looked into it yourself. Live-action 3D film featuring secret agent guinea pigs will use Anaglyph 3D, the traditional red and blue glasses from the 1950s 3D craze. And you are seeing these 3D movies all over the place, and they want to make it even beyond that. They have a new television set that they're trying to have this depth perception thing in. Go check it out for yourself. All right, let's jump to some callers, and then again at the 30 after, we're going to be playing this clip of Niles Harriet and others of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, exposing the fact that nanothermite has been found in the debris at World Trade Center. Not a shock for anybody who's listening to this program, but I'm sure there's some doubters out there. There were no explosives. Two planes could take down three buildings. You're a conspiracy theorist, Burmese. We don't like you. All right, let's go to Rob in Utah. Rob, you're on the line.
Yeah, I had a question for you concerning the NSA that was coming to Utah. Do you know anything about that, or who represented that to put that in effect?
So what are they doing? They're moving their central offices into Utah. Is that what you're telling me?
According to what I've seen on your website.
Well, I mean, if it's on the website, it's got to be linked up to the DHS or the NSA webpage, because I know that the last thing I've kind of been out of the loop on daily news just because I've been in New York and I haven't been helping out with the program as much, just working on my movie. But the last big news that I knew was that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, was going to be engulfed into the National Security Agency, and that there would be big changes. So it doesn't surprise me that they might be moving locations in order to accommodate that reconstructure of the DHS into the NSA. That's what it sounds like to me.
What are they going to do over there? Do you know what their plans are for the NSA? Or
I have no idea, other than there's going to be a lot more domestic surveillance on people, and there'll be more nightmarish police state measures. I mean, all right, you look at this drill that's coming up, and it's now 2 weeks away. It's called National Level Exercise 09. Now, I'm not sure if Utah is in FEMA Region 6. I believe it's in FEMA Region 6. I know Texas and Arizona and some other states around that area are in FEMA Region 6, but they're about to run a mass drill where they take over all local government, all tribal governments, all federal government agencies, all state-run government agencies. They're going to bring in foreign troops from the UK, Canada, Mexico, and Australia, as well as private forces, to train the public how to be spied on. Basically, they're going to use all these different organizations to do a mass spying drill on the American populace and see who the extremists are, see who the domestic terrorists are, and run these massive mock drills. And it's the first drill of its kind. It's massive. It's called NLE09, and that could be part of the preparation. I'm not sure if Utah is part of that, but it very well could be. I thank you for the call, Rob. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, you're online.
Oh, yeah. Jason, you've heard about people getting fined thousands of dollars a day and run out of their home, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it's happened thousands of times just in Texas and New York. Would you like to know the name of the code they use to do this?
Let's hear it.
Okay, on paper, it's a $21 trillion scam. It's the International Property Theft Code, and it's labeled the International Property Maintenance Code. Mm-hmm. Worse than NAIS, Ecology Easements, and Eminent Domain combined.
Now, let me just stop you here. Now, this looks like something that they're going to do through this latest climate bill that they put into place. They're going to say that now they need to go into your home and make sure it's energy efficient, and if you can't home energy efficient, they're going to start fining you, and then if you can't pay those fines, they're going to just take your home. And they're already doing this?
Jason, it's been in plain sight since 2000. You can exquick it, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, it isn't a legitimate law passed by a legislature and signed into law. It's a code that a jurisdiction can just adopt and enforces it as if it's legitimate. Do you want a two-minute synopsis of it?
Yes, please.
Okay, the code official is the sole interpreter. Forget due process. Mm-hmm. Every day that a violation occurs is a mandatory misdemeanor, jailable and finable. Anything the code official says is not in good working order, $555 a day and or a month in jail in Charleston, West Virginia. Numbers vary with jurisdiction. Do you want examples of not in good working order?
Yes.
Sticky window, loose window, dented gutter, plugged gutter. Anything he says is an unsanitary condition. Examples, puddles, dog droppings, empty cans on your property. Same deal, $555 and or a month in jail in Charleston, West Virginia, slithering across the nation.
And what other, do you know any other counties or regions that are, have adopted this?
Okay.
What's that?
You go to www.iccsafe.org. Repeat, www.iccsafe.org. Look mm-hmm. for adoptions. Click it, and you'll see where we know that it exists.
All right, man.
Now, wait a second. This is worse. It's only gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Anything he calls a noxious weed, same deal. Define noxious weed. And you know what you hear the worst part? Mm-hmm. Without court action or notice, number one, the code official can enter and inspect your property whenever he deems it's reasonable, sole mm-hmm. interpreter. Number two, he can prevent you from entering your home.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, he can have your house torn down with your possessions in it at your expense. Can you say Gestapo? And number four, no insurance I know of will compensate you for your losses. They can place a lien on your property, and you have to pay all the fines and demolition expenses before you can sell it. It's statewide in New York and Texas and four other states.
Oh, it's in New York, too, huh?
Statewide, iccsafe.org, that we know of.
All right, listen, man, I need you to write an article about this, and just what you told me right there.
Stop my emails.
I haven't been through the emails in a while, and I'm back on my MySpace and Facebook. But if you send to writers@infowars.com and articles@infowars.com, we will try to get that story posted because that is a very important story. I thank you for the call, Jim. We're going to jump to Kyle, Gary, Chris, and Mike in a moment. But first, I want to play this clip of the Pope once again calling for a new world order.
Pope Benedict XVI is calling for a new world financial order. In the third encyclical of his pontificate, Benedict denounced the profit-at-all-cost mentality of the globalized economy, and he lamented that greed brought about the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. The document, entitled Charity and Truth, was released just hours before the G8 summit gets underway in Italy.
We have seen the consequences of a globalization where the market has to find by itself the regulations and the rules, and we have seen the disaster that has been over the last year.
The pontiff stressed that he is not opposed to a globalized economy, saying that if done correctly, it has unprecedented potential to redistribute wealth around the world. But he did warn if globalization continues on the current path, modern societies risk increased poverty, inequality, and further environmental damages.
I think that for sure the Pope thinks that globalization without a soul and without a link with veritas, with truth, is at a high risk.
Mark Hamrick, the Associated.
And notice that they're always trying to promote it as the more humane way. Oh, this is globalization with a soul. No, what it means is redistribution of wealth is we will probably go from the second world nation that we're turning into. Yes, we are turning into a second world nation. We can no longer afford health care. We no longer have benefits packages. We no longer make anything in this country. Turning into a second world nation, we'll have to just turn into a third world nation. And that will allow us to join with Canada and Mexico in an outward North American union, a hard North American union, instead of a soft North American union. With that hard North American union, like you said, a new economic financial order, you will get Numero or something similar. Okay, that's another thing they're not talking about in this G8. All the headlines are about the climate bills and that kind of Nazism, which is just, again, totally promoting lies, totally promoting that carbon dioxide is killing the environment and we need to cut our emissions and that means we need to suffer even further. That's what it means. Us, Americans, United States citizens, we need to suffer. And they're going to further that agenda in Copenhagen, in Denmark, in December. But right now what they're not talking about is how upset Brazil, Russia and China are that the dollar is still the quote-unquote world reserve currency and how they want a separate world reserve currency. It was in headlines all over the place, but why is it that the mainstream media doesn't want to focus on that? Weird, huh? Very bizarre. On the other side, we're going to be playing this Al Gore invoking the spirit of Churchill for global governance clip. Before that, let's go to one more caller. Let's hit up a caller. Kyle in Hawaii. Kyle, you're on the line.
Hello. I used to be an atheist, right? But then, I don't know, now I'm sort of in the unsure category. Mm-hmm. What turned me into an atheist was looking at, like, Christianity and, I guess, the Asian religions, Buddhism and Shinto, and, like, just sort of laughing at it, looking at how stupid it looked like to me. Mm-hmm. And that's how I sort of became an atheist. But now I'm sort of unsure because, like, look at it this way. If you think Jesus is real or if you think he existed, then the stuff he said was true. Like, oh, there's heaven, afterlife, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what sort of made me look into the atheism. But there was always a part of me that wanted spiritualism to be real, that wanted the afterlife to be real. And now, the way I looked at it was, if there is no afterlife, then nothing really matters. Like, mm-hmm. what is this world we live in?
Well, I would disagree on that point, that if there isn't any afterlife, nothing really matters. We should still be fighting tyranny no matter what you believe happens after you die. You should be fighting for humanity on this earth. But I'm going to address that question on the other side, Kyle. I thank you for the call. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course. course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
I can certainly relate to the previous caller, you know, his disillusionment with organized religion, if you will. There's so much hypocrisy, you know, so many people that are in it for the money. I mean, you watch, for instance, look at Christianity. You look at all these TV evangelists, they're rocking gold necklaces, they got diamonds on their hand. That's not what Christianity is about. So it does put into your mind sometimes that this is a scam. Now, you know, I was an atheist for a while. I'm no longer an atheist, but I don't really subscribe to any type of organized religion. But what really woke me up to the fact that there is probably something else out there. And whether or not there is something else out there or this is it, that should not deter you from fighting for humanity. I want to say that it does matter what you do on this earth, no matter what. I promise you that. I promise you that. You know, we live a life here and we make big boy decisions. And from those big boy decisions, you know, come outcomes. They come whether you're going to be driving, you know, a 1976 Chevy or you're going to be driving a 2006 Honda. You know, they come whether you're going to live in a little crappy apartment or you're going to have a house one day. They come in the fact that, you know, you're going to take care of your kids and raise a family or you're going to be a deadbeat dad. Our decisions do matter. But if you look at the elite, and many of them pose themselves as, I'm a big Christian conservative. They use Jesus to their advantage. No, they're off in the woods doing the exact opposite and participating in pagan rituals. Now, if there's nothing to religion whatsoever, then why is it that the top 1% of the world are out in the woods performing pagan rituals if there's nothing to religion at all? Makes you think, doesn't it? All right, I was going to play this Al Gore clip, but it's a little too long. We're going to play it on the flip. We're also going to play this clip of Niles Harriet and others of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth exposing the nanothermite in the buildings. In the buildings. That's how they blew up, folks. That's how they took down the columns with thermite. Again, I encourage people to go check out Stephen Jones's research. It's so important. But before that, let's do a segue into that. You know, it just came out through an FOIA request 3 or 4 weeks ago that the four planes on 9/11 seem to have been shelved in a hangar somewhere for 9 months prior to the attacks. Now, this doesn't jive with the online accounts. The online accounts say that they were flying here and there. But the FOIA request, that's Freedom of Information Act request, said that none of them had flown since December of 2000. Now, magically, four planes don't fly since December of 2000, and then those are the four planes that are hijacked on 9/11? Does that pass the smell test? I don't believe it does. So, you know, if you want to go into your little wonderland of self-denial, you can. But that doesn't add up, folks. It doesn't add up that they're running drills of ramming planes into buildings on the morning of 9/11. It doesn't add up that Delta 1989 supposedly had a bomb on board. It doesn't add up that the four planes that were supposedly hijacked didn't emit hijack signals when other planes that morning did, and they weren't being hijacked. Go check out, you know, Fabled Enemies, covers a lot of this, and really, again, exposes this international intelligence op that was 9/11. All right, let's take a couple callers. Gary in Massachusetts. Gary, you're on the line.
Jason, how are you doing today?
Good.
Listen, what you just said reminds me of Nimrod in the Tower of Babel. I kind of look at these banking oligarchy folks as just a bunch of Nimrods, mm-hmm. and it's only a matter of time before their tower crumbles. Listen, I also wanted to harp on you today about curious cloud formations and earthquakes in China and Japan and how that whole New World Order isn't coming into order the way they want with a little battle with Asia, but save that for later. Here's the big issue. Have you heard of Mike New? Mike N-E-W?
No.
Visit the website, mikenew.com.
Okay.
And seeing as Alex is a Texan, I'll share a Texan soldier story. Michael New,
mm-hmm.
in October 1995, he was the only guy out of 550 soldiers who refused to wear the UN insignia, U.S. Army soldier.
I do remember him.
Since,
okay.
You know about this one?
I've heard this. I think I actually might have even seen him speak, but go ahead.
Yeah, since then, he's been fighting and fighting for years, and I just learned about his website. I would hope that we could get Ron Paul to support the Citizen Soldier Protection Act of 2009. And Mike News' questions are, when is obedience to an order treason? Mm-hmm. Can an American soldier be forced to serve a foreign power? On his website, he says, that's what's going on. That's what we're going to find out. American sovereignty hangs in the balance.
You know what? I met his father, and his father talked to me about him, and he gave me a book. I think that they wrote a book together, or he had written a book. I never did read it, I got to be honest. But he explained to me his situation, and he's correct. I mean, he should not be serving a foreign military service, a global governance service, NATO, if you will. I mean, they're the ones that have the takeover. They want to empower the UN even further so that they can legitimize this idea of global governance or a new world order. We'll be back after this with the Al Gore clip, with the AE 9/11 truth clip, and much more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
That drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
All right, before we go to this clip and continue with your calls of architects and engineers for 9/11. 9/11 Truth having a global impact. Let me say it again, a global impact. I want to thank one of our great sponsors. It's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. We had a power outage in here just before I'm getting ready to play a clip. Listeners should move toward getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar-powered generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You can get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power source of 1,800 watts. It's an 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. It's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. All right, let's just get right into this clip of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth really exposing the controlled demolitions of World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center 2, and World Trade Center 7 on 9/11.
So, Professor Niels Harrit, you examined the rubble that came from the World Trade Center. What did you find in it?
Well, in there we find remains of what we characterize as a thermitic material. And this is a very energetic material which can be used either for melting iron or it can be designed as an explosive.
So what effect would the nanothermite have had on the collapse of the towers on September the 11th?
Actually, within the group of authors behind this paper, which we published in April, there are diverging opinions about what this nanothermite was used for. And in my opinion, we should not speculate in a scenario for the demolition. But there's no doubt that the three towers were demolished on 9/11. But beyond that, there is very solid evidence for that some thermite has been used for melting the steel beams. We do not know if the thermite that we have found is the same thermite which has been used for melting the beams. It's very, very possible that different varieties was used, and I personally am certain that conventional explosives were used too in abundance.
And when you say in abundance, how much do you mean?
Tons. 100 tons. So many tons.
We're not just talking about nanothermite, in fact. We're talking about both nanothermite and conventional explosives used in large quantities.
Yeah, but we have not found remains or traces of conventional explosives. Actually, we have suggested and recommended to NIST, which is a National Institute of Standards and Technology, that they should look for remains or traces of explosives, and they have refused to do so every time. They have not investigated it.
And in terms of the nanothermite, the traces of which you did find, what are the possible explanations for its presence in the World Trade Center? I mean, could it have been in the airplanes? Could it have been a naturally occurring substance in any way?
Well, the two last questions or options I can definitely rule out. It cannot have come from the airplanes. And, well, if it has been there on beforehand, those who put it there, I urge them to step forward and tell us how and why it got there. One thing which has been mentioned frequently in the discussion following our publication is that this could be the primer paint which was applied to the steel beams in order to prevent corrosion. And many of the ingredients are the same in terms of iron oxide, as I told you, which is the red color where you see on steel beams usually when it's protected, it's the iron oxide. So some of the chemicals in there are the same. But the composition of the primer paint used, there are two very good reasons for this not being paint, in my opinion. One is that the composition, chemical composition of the paint, primer paint used in World Trade Center, according to NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, is vastly different from what we are seeing. To be specific, I say we are missing large amounts of chromium and zinc and magnesium. Next, which can be understood by everyone, is that the paint applied on the steel beams are stable to elevated temperatures. NIST did experiments with the steel beams because they wanted to use the appearance of the paint as a measure for the temperature the steel beams had been exposed to. And let me be specific. So when you heat up this steel beam at 250 degrees centigrade, it starts cracking. Now, this is because the steel expands more than the paint. So they get what they call mod cracks. And it keeps on cracking until a temperature about 650 degrees, where it starts peeling off, forming scales. This continues to about 800 degrees when this scaling becomes excessive. But it does not burn. So the paint on the steel beams is stable beyond 800 degrees centigrade. Now the stuff we have found ignites at 430 degrees centigrade. So it is not the primer paint. So what I can say is this nanothermite? Well, it quacks like a duck, it rattles like a duck, it looks like a duck, maybe it's a duck.
Alright, let's pull the clip right there. The other half is also posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And like he says, if it quacks like a duck, it looks like a duck, and it acts like a duck, it's probably a duck. I'm going to take a couple phone calls, and then we're going to go to this global governance Gore clip. The man who is only going to benefit even further from this latest global warming legislation that has been hoisted upon the American people and really the world populace. We're going to be the ones paying the big dividends out of this, the industrialized countries, especially the United States. Europe is also going to be... Folks, I can't even tell you how nightmarish this is and how poorly guised it is. This is about global government. I mean, when I first met Alex Jones for the first time at the first conference on 9/11 in Chicago, and I was discussing with him, what's up with this global warming? And he said, look, it's going to be used to try to get you into a worldwide carbon-based tax program and carbon credit system. I almost laughed at him. I'm like, come on, Alex, that can't be true. And I looked into it, and it is the real deal, and it is now coming to fruition, folks. It is a reality. All right, Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Have you seen the humming bot that Wired Magazine just put a video up on July 2nd?
No. Is this one of these microbots they got?
It's pretty small. It's amazingly small. It's about, I'd say, about 2 or 3 inches, I'd estimate. And it's called a hummingbot. It looks like a hummingbird, and it can hover around. They're saying how they're trying to improve upon it to withstand winds, but, of course, they probably have something much more advanced.
Well, what kind of sensors does it have? Does it have a camera where it wirelessly transmits things, or is it just a data gatherer? What's the deal?
It's remote control, apparently. It has a man in a plastic enclosed room, just directing it around with a remote control right in front of him, taking off from the ground and landing and doing different things. So if a hummingbot flies into you and in the future you catch something like the H47N326 bird flu, it's because some hummingbot munching or Hot Pockets munching zit-faced drooling teen synced into an Xbox is just blowing off some steam and blowing away people for the scaremongers.
And by the way, I want to explain to people, just because they're using an Xbox controller doesn't mean it's affiliated with Xbox. Just like any piece of electronic, it's guided by software. So they just re-engineer the software to... you can actually take your Xbox controller and through a device plug it into your computer and use it as a controller for your computer as well. So they're doing this because people are already acclimated to the Xbox style controller. You're going to see even crazier controllers come out as it progresses, but again, they like to get you acquainted to the technology you're used to and then give you another use for that, like you said, to control a micro hummingbird apparatus. Folks, again, it's reality. We're going to hopefully play that video on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. I don't have the time today. I thank you for the call. One more call, and then we'll get to Gore. Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in the fact that you were covering the climate bill that they passed in Congress earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is because I contacted my two state senators.
I got
to
let you go, man. The dog barking is too much. I appreciate the call. Let's talk about the climate bill. It's bad news. It's the biggest tax increase in history. It's going to give them the ability to come into your home and say, you need to fix this, this, and this, and if you don't do so, we're taking it. And then we'll bulldoze the neighborhood after the whole neighborhood can't fix these problems because they're going to go into low-end housing first. Let's go to Gore and his global governance clip.
Good news from the United States. Within 1 month of taking office, President Obama secured $80 billion U.S. for renewable energy and green infrastructure. And then just 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed the Waxman-Markey bill, which, for all of its flaws, does put a price on carbon and is very much a step in the right direction. It achieves real reductions below the 1990 base level by 2020. And that is the threshold that many have said, including many in China, is the threshold that will dramatically increase the prospects for success. But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been present here are among those taking leadership in other ways. We talked, for example,
all right, let's
about,
just stop it right there. The cat's out of the bag right there. Again, this is about global governance. Global government, a price on carbon. Folks, right now as I speak to you, carbon dioxide is oozing from my body. I must be bad because I'm hurting the environment. And remember, the propaganda has been enormous. And towards your children, I'm seeing go green everywhere. I'm seeing green vehicle parking spots at malls and Walmarts. They are pushing this agenda on an entirely new level. And this, if this was really about cleaning up the environment, truly, you know, maybe we should stop putting fluoride and mercury in the water. Maybe. Maybe stop putting psychotropic drugs in the water. It's been found all over the place. Just Google it. Maybe we were doing that sort of thing. I'd be for it. But when we're going to make Al Gore rich and promote global governance and, promote a carbon credit tax system for the way we live? Yeah, I'm against that. Call me kooky. Let's go to we're on Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, JB. I got a few brain droppings for you here. First, mm-hmm. the International Property Maintenance Code.
Yes.
You don't have to go any further than your own local city hall to find those laws already on the books. I have a notice to abate that I managed to obtain from my local city hall, and there's one sentence in there that says, further, please be advised, the 2006 International Property Maintenance Code, section PM 302.4, provides what a property owner's requirements are with respect to exterior property areas as follows, and then goes into it. I'll spare you that, but it's already on the books in the local level.
Now, no, I'm with you, man. I mean, it's nightmarish. I mean, I want that guy to do the article at Writers at InfoWars or Articles at InfoWars. I think that they're going to further that agenda with this climate bill, and they're going to create their little, you know, city year youth corps, and there'll probably be different flavors of it, but they'll have the environmental cops too, and they're going to tell you how bad you are and how you need to fix your home. And like I said, most people won't be able to rewire their whole home up to standard, so they're just going to take it.
Quickly, could I change gears to this S-909, the free speech bill that they're trying to attach to the defense authorization bill and push through next week?
Sure thing.
Do you remember last June when Mike Reagan went on the air calling for, I forget who it was, to be shot?
Yeah, Mark Dice to be shot,
Mark
and all 9/11
Dice.
Truthers
yeah,
to be shot
Dice's
also.
Name, yeah. And he went did on his radio show. And you remember just the year before, I mean, how Imus was crucified for what he says.
Yeah, nappy
headed. Reagan calls for murder and gets away with it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the new America, sir. Michael Reagan is part of that false left-right paradigm. He can just tell people that he'll pay for the bullets, and he wants to see somebody fired upon on a firing squad, and that's A-OK in the new America. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Davis in Wisconsin. Davis, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Glad to hear you back.
Oh, thank you.
I saw your Fabled Enemies online, and then I bought your movie and many of Alex Jones's documentaries also.
Excellente.
I'd like to honor more as a sponsor because I think you guys are the best news out there that cost the airwaves anywhere. So,
well, thank you.
Including, you know, ABC, CBS. I wish those wages could go to you guys.
Well, I'll tell you what. Without those networks, we wouldn't have our news wires because at times they do tell the truth. At times they do reveal a story, but they never play up the big stories. They never play up the big parts. They'll mention it in passing, and then they'll give it a positive spin, like, oh, this climate bill is going to stop global warming. It's a positive thing. They don't want to talk about how it's the highest tax increase, you know, ever on the American populace. They don't want to talk about it being about global governance, although Al Gore will do so at a conference. In fact, I thank you for the call, Davis. I do have to jump. I want to thank one more sponsor before we go to the break. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today to see what new technology can do for you and your family. It's supernaturalsilver.com. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. So on the other side, I'm going to try to take these last few calls, do a wrap-up of the entire show. I mean, we talked about the guy who is in a July 4th parade, has Infowars.com on the side of his car. What happens? The signs get ripped down. He's arrested. And then they said that he hit two people with his car. Again, folks, if he hit two people with his car, they would have charged him with assault. They did not charge him with assault, okay, or attempted murder. I mean, if he was really trying to run somebody down, manslaughter, attempted murder, obviously nobody got hurt. Obviously it was people jumping on the top of his car trying to assault him. And, you know, the guy had his tape recorder out the entire time. Are we going to see that tape? Or are the jackboots just going to erase it and say, stay in jail, boy? We don't want to know that 9/11 was an inside job. Those Arabs are bad. I like shooting brown people. Don't you understand? What's theirs is ours. We run the show here. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Remember, if you missed any of the program, we got it running 24/7 over at Infowars.com, or you can pick up the podcast at PrisonPlanet.com. Back after this final segment, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Look out your window, baby, and I've seen you like to catch. As more people than ever can't pay their loans or behind on their bills, the FDIC is ready to shut down banks all over the place. We're giving unprecedented powers to the Federal Reserve. They're trying to block auditing the Fed in the Senate. So much going on, so much relevance to talk about. And what's the media still focusing on? Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Didn't you love the Thriller album, Bermas? I did love the Thriller album when I was 8. I mean, come on. Let's grow up. Let's be adults. And let's take some final calls. Ken in Nebraska, you're on the line. Yes, Ken.
For Alex. Here in Nebraska, a lot of things that Alex talks about doesn't seem like it doesn't apply here, but we do have the Nebraska Army National Guard building here in town, and I drove by there almost every day, and I really never paid any attention. But the sign out front has been changed. It used to be a chemical division.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the 192nd Law and Order Detachment.
Oh. Now, so what do you think, that they're getting ready for some civil disobedience? Some troops on the street?
Certainly looks to me like it. I mean, martial law is coming, and they know they're going to need something to enforce it.
Well, I don't know about Nebraska, but our last caller from Wisconsin, they literally ruled in local state government that it was okay for police officers to put a GPS on somebody's car, track and trace them, and that's not stalking. They don't have to have probable cause. They don't have to have a warrant. It's okay to just track and trace somebody you think is a criminal. So to me, this country has gone to hell, and they are integrating troops into our lives more and more. Remember, they're here to help us. The National Guard's here to help us. And I saw them out on July 4th weekend in New York. I mean, there is no shame anymore, and they want a police state, and the way to do that is to do it incrementally and start bringing in the National Guard, which the people are somewhat accustomed to seeing during a disaster, to see on a regular basis. So keep your eye out and give us updates. I thank you for the call, Ken. Let's go to Josh in Michigan. Josh, you're on the line.
Hey, what's happening? What is happening, Jason? Great show.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, I got a couple things I think everyone can benefit from when talking about our cause.
Mm-hmm.
First is we have to appeal to the wants and desires of human beings, and here's how we do it. I'll get right into the meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking to someone about any topic, you tell them, man, I'm so happy to be talking to someone who's actually can understand me.
Mm-hmm.
Because out of everybody, only half of the entire world is capable of understanding us,
mm-hmm.
and only half of them can even follow or even desires to understand us.
Mm-hmm.
They're only dealing with 25% of the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to be talking to you right now is a great blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go from there on to any topic. Believe me, the people will be much more open versus just coming right out.
I agree, man. The way I always do it is I feel somebody out first. Let me give you an example in these final couple minutes, and I thank you for the call. I am in the local bar, the only bar in my town in Fort Plain. And I'm there because my buddy is waiting to get his jacket. He's borrowing a jacket for this wedding. We're going. It's a Thursday afternoon. And I sit there and I start talking about the chief of police situation that I discussed earlier. And from there, all of a sudden, I'm talking to this guy about the police state and the shadow government. And he knows about some of this stuff, but he doesn't know about all of it. So I say, hey, I've got a a copy of my latest movie in the car. I'll go grab that for you. I go grab it for him. Turns out he's the photographer at the wedding. So I see him 2 days later, and he grabs my arm, and he's like, man, that movie was incredible. I can't believe that. I had no idea about the majority of that stuff, and I admire what you're doing, and you just keep on doing it. And he gave that to his friends, his family, and they're watching it this week. So you can have an effect. You can open minds. You just need the tools. And the tools are to be a human being, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go check it out at InfoWars right now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.